Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming in tonight. But just gotta make sure I start off with a few things. I know last week, I guess the phone stayed on for a long time. I had to cut it off a little earlier before. I did get warned on the thing. I didn't know. But I guess it stayed on pretty late to like almost 11 o'clock. But I want to thank Fat Albert anyhow and Kevin Hunt and them to keep it going while I was off. They did a great job or whatever. And as always, another thing is, so I'm going to clear up a lot of stuff tonight and then go ahead and move on with the racing stuff. It ain't going to be long talked about. I know a lot of people want to know certain things, what people do and whatever. Sometimes it ain't their damn business, but I'm just going to be, I'll be clear with you and let you know. Notice here, show is not paid for by anybody else but me. No, we don't have sponsors. No, I do not charge anybody to come on here and talk, just let you know. That's how rumors start, but we got to clear it up. I hate to start doing, have to do it like that, but it's almost like a bunch of kids want to know everything you're doing, but it is what it is. So I'm just going to let them know. So sometimes you have to put it out there and let them know what's going on, and then maybe they'll make themselves look a little stupid and people can see what goes on. Another thing is, I'm going to call out some names, and I might miss a few. And it's been known and been told to me a lot of times saying that this one shouldn't be on here on his phone, this one shouldn't be on the phone. And I'm not going to lie to you. And sometimes somebody might get you irritated, but you know what it is. It wasn't made for that. And you could talk it out and everything work all good and everybody have a good time about it. But I don't care if you're a grudge racer. I don't care what you got, what kind of car you got, what kind of money you got. It don't matter to me. We all the same. We having fun with it. That being said, I don't care if you're slow or fast. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're rich or poor. I don't care. If you're black or white, I don't care. So that being said, what it's going to be is what it is. So if you think I'm going to turn around and not have this person come on the phone, I'll call out some names. I'm going to call out Butchie Woods. I'm going to call out Kevin Hunt. I'm going to call out Marcus Wongus. I'm going to call out Cliffy. I'm going to call out Antoine. I'm calling all these names. These names are names some people have been saying that certain people shouldn't be on here, CJ, Zeus, and everything else. Who are you to say who can come on and who can't come on? You know, if you don't like the person, no need in staying on here and listening. Hang it up. Do whatever you got to do. And this is being truthfully and said, if you ain't having fun with certain things, don't seem like it ain't your kind of style, ain't your fun, then go ahead to class racing or do something. Because grudge racing might not be cut out for you. You know, you're not going to hurt me none. It's nothing to come out of. It doesn't worry. I'm not worried about what comes out of my pocket. I can afford what I can afford. I'm only going to spend what I'm going to spend. So that being said, sure, I can turn around. If I wanted to buy something and make another car, I can get another car. But I like what I do, and that's it. And I like what I'm going to be at and what I can be able to handle. I don't want to turn around and be going somewhere and have to have a tuner and everything else with me and spending the money. It's no need for me. I don't have to keep up with the Joneses. I can do what I want. And that should be said for the same people out there that are doing the same thing. But the problem is everybody thinks they're better than somebody else. And they think that certain people should be underneath them. Nobody is under nobody. I don't care who you think you are. Just like when you come across that gate, that is it what it is. When you paid that money, you're just as good as anybody else. And that should be said to anybody. And that doesn't mean that's anything. I don't care what you want to call it. I don't care about the race or anything else. But it's not a racial motivated thing. You know what it is? It's a power struggle. Somebody wants to act like they're better. If they're not getting talked about, that's their problem. They're mad with the other person for no reason. It sounds so stupid. It really gets irritating sometimes. And I'm going to tell you this here right now. You can go to all the other tracks you want to go to. I don't care where you go. Whether it's Duck Race or whoever race you go to, and they got the towers up there, the suites and everything. Well, just tell me when you turn around and somebody turns around and say, oh, yeah, let's go up in a suite. Why you ain't going to a suite? Why come you ain't going to a suite? Let's be real about it. Come on, everybody can think about it because those suites ain't paid for. Every time you go to a suite, when you go to Buzz Creek or something like that, Larry T. Show or something like that, that stuff is paid for. It's taken care of out of the bill already, but paid for. It's got to be paid for. Do we have to do it? No. You just want to make it something better and better. So every time you want to do it, you want to go to a track, you want to make a better appearance with people, make it feel, hey, a little bit better every step you're going to another place. You're going a little higher, stepping the ground higher. Nobody wants to stay down. They want to start building itself up, making it feel that, like, my son, I can go back and tell them, man, I remember when you went here, such and such. It's a good memory. It's a good thing to do. You always want better for your kids. If you don't want better for your kids, you're a lousy-ass parent. I'm going to say it straight out. And they got a lot of these assholes out here right now, and I'm just going to be real about it, that are out there saying the stupidest things I ever heard. Shouldn't even come out of their mouth. If you turn around and you don't like something, that's keep it to your damn self. If you don't want to turn around, don't come there. If you don't want to be at the show, don't come there. Some people just turn around and just aggravate it. Every little thing, they can't. I mean, they want more and more and more. They don't realize how much everything costs to give them, to have something better for people. And I'm just being real about it. You have a lot of people out there right now that want to holler and at bitch and moan and didn't pay shit. You know, you try to keep everything low as possible. Everybody can see how prices are going up on everything. People worried about the wrong shit. That's the problem right now. The wrong shit. Instead of worrying about that we can be getting better and better and everybody's getting something. Nah, the problem is everybody, I think he might be getting too much airtime. I think this is doing something. I think he's getting too popular. Let's just say this here, and I'm going to say it right now, the grody that's going on right now. Man, do you know you guys are fighting over a freaking trophy? it ain't money involved. Now, how sad that can be to divide everybody up over a freaking trophy. Let's be real. Let's be real. You got that out there right now. You know, just like the radio show, the same shit. Everybody got the opinion and say what they want to say, who thinks what radio show is better. I don't care. I got no problem with that. If you want to ask me, I could tell you right now. I didn't say my show was no nothing. If anybody, if I'd ever vote for a show, I would have told you Larry McKenzie. That's what I would have wanted. And I'm being real about it. But the problem is everybody, they tell you, throw one thing out, one little thing, and you guys jump on it and to be ready to fight and kill and everything over something stupid. And ain't no gain in it. What do you gain out of it? What do you gain? That's what I want to know. So that's why I said some of these guys out here right now should be class racers, because that's the problem. They'll let a trophy tear a friendship apart for years. I mean, it's stupid. Any little thing. I mean, he let a radio show. Oh, wow. Damn, he said such and such. You shouldn't have said that. What's wrong with saying something? He's like, he got opinions just like you. What's wrong? Everybody's got their opinion, and that's the problem right now. And I hate to say it, but you got your own problem, your worst enemy. It's not the tracks no more. Before, everybody's crying, oh, these tracks don't want us here. These tracks don't want us here. Now you got a chance to be somewhere, but you got to cry about something else, and you're fighting with each other. And I understand why now tracks don't want you there. You put the craziest stuff on Facebook, and don't think they're not looking. Then you wonder what the problem is. Why can't we get this? Why can't we have that? You want to know why the sponsors don't want to come to you? Because of the bullshit you put out there. We ain't never going to get this. We ain't never going to. Just like they said, we'll never get this track. We got it. That's a step. You got to keep moving up. You got to keep moving. If you turn around and you have that negative and that stuff, that vibes over it, you ain't going nowhere. I don't care. As a human being going through the world, you ain't going nowhere. You know, it's a shame when you got to turn around and see this, and everybody's got to fight over something stupid. You know, I don't understand it. I was told, and I'm going to tell you straight out, and everybody, you might not know about it, but I heard about it. You know, before when they said I had to get track or whatever, I had to borrow money, I had to get it from Jeff Rogers or whatever. And that's why I got on Ricky Fox's ass about it. I said something about I could show my W-2 form, I bet you'll double yours, and I meant that. Just because you look at a person and think he ain't got nothing, that's bullshit. I'm sorry, you know, you looked at the wrong person. I worked all my life for what I got, and I can show and prove what I got. Whether I did three jobs or not, it don't matter. I did it. I'm not going to let somebody take away from me because they thinking they're better than me. And that's what you guys need to do and step up and stop being, be a man instead of being like a little kid or something. It's time to grow up. Let's go. Let's move forward. I mean, that's just a shame. I mean, Jeff is cool with me. Jeff's friends and everything else. Well, he'll tell you, I didn't have to come borrow nothing from nobody. But now you guys need to turn around and start standing up for your own. All of you guys. Let's stop with this here bull crap and let's go ahead. Let's move forward and have some racing, have some good times. You know, the world right now is so bad now in turmoil. You see what's going on out there, and you try to give us something to turn around and say, hey, cheer a person up. When the COVID started, the first time the COVID started and we couldn't race anything, I thought of anything just to try to turn around. I still had the show on. I paid for the show. But I just want to keep everybody cheerful and having a good time. Keep it off your mind, you know? So we did a little trivia question. We gave away money. When I say we gave away money, a little couple of them have turned around and helped me out. I'm going to tell you that now. You know, I said I was going to talk to a couple people. I said, I'm going to ask this question, ask that question. I'm going to give away 50 on one, 40 on the other, 100 on the other. So, Joe, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give you 20. So then guess what? We got to do another question. We did it. We had fun with it. Nobody had to come out and ask anybody out of their pocket. Nobody. We didn't get anything out of the deal. The thing was bringing us closer and have fun. The next thing we had a DJ, a battle of the DJs. Did the DJs have to put any money in it? No, not one dime. You know what it was about? Having fun and having everybody still together and be able to talk and have fun with it. Yeah, that was good. That was great. Nobody gave no money towards that. But we made sure those DJs got a chance to win and win they what they want. Whether it was money, T-shirts, whatever, they got it. That was the deal. Nobody can say they never did get anything if you promised them. Nobody can ever say that they didn't get what you promised them. Or I promised them, or Larry T promised them, or whatever we promised on the show. That's what it's about. If you can't do that there, then you need to go somewhere else. And I'm just being real, but I don't care how it affects, who it affects, it doesn't matter. Because if you're going to be the bad apple and turn around and think you're going to ruin what we got moving on, forget it. Go somewhere else. I don't need you. Just being real about it. Go somewhere else. If you think I need you, you think again. I don't want to have somebody out there with a sourpuss on their face or mad about something. I'd rather look at somebody and say, hey, we moving on. We having a good time. You know, I got to talk to Pee Wee and everything before they passed. As for Dave and everything, man, they couldn't wait to talk about so much stuff. Little Dave told me Dave used to look up just to listen to the show and have a fun time with it. That was his fun. He knew he was sick. Pee Wee was the same way. It was he knew he was sick, he just didn't tell everybody. So you guys up there taking advantage, you don't even realize what you really got to have fun with. Have fun with life. Life is short. You guys want to argue over some of the stupidest things, and I'm just being real about it. You've not, now it's time to grow up. Have fun with it. Race with it. Now, at least you got memories later. Man, I remember racing you, man. It was a great time. It was a close run. That's it. If you guys can't take that, then something's wrong with you. Go somewhere else. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I don't want to hit too much, but it is what it is. And a lot of these guys out here going back, I don't care if your show is better than the other guy's show or this one. It's your opinion. It doesn't matter. If you did put a good show on, you put a great show on, then thank you. That's it. That's a great thing. Everybody should be happy for the next man. I'm glad the next guy moving up. Because if he moves up now, I can move up. I can do the same thing. I believe I can make it. But these guys, you guys take away the best fun, and you don't realize what you're taking away. And I don't want to hear that crap. I don't care about the man. Don't bet no money. Only bet this or whatever. He's having fun with it. That's about the grudge. He's putting his money up. The other guy's putting his money up. It's about the grudge, having fun. Can't have fun and don't go to bar. Don't come here. If you think you've got to do something else, go for it. If you think you can do better, go ahead, go there. Whatever. I'm being real about it. I don't care. You could, anybody can tell Larry, whoever you want. It don't matter to me. I say what I want to say. I'm my own man. And that's it. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. I'm opening up this mic. 571-4080. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe. How's it going, bro?
Hey. All right. How you doing, Fab?
All right. Yeah, well, I want to speak on something, Joe. And, guys, you know, Joe, Larry, Dexter, they put a lot of time and money into bringing y'all this event. You know, we have a great time there. Yeah, last year we had an incident. Wish it wouldn't have happened, but it did. So for Joe and Larry and them to get the event again this year, and see, I'm going to tell it, they had to pay extra money just because of that incident to get it for y'all. So what I'm saying is if you got the bullshit, leave it in them streets. I tell you what, take it out to 95, shut the highway down, I wouldn't care, and then y'all can do whatever you want. But leave that bullshit out that gate. It was a post up on Facebook, some guys fighting in a trailer. Somebody said it was some gay guys. Won't nowhere near here. And then somebody, a certain person that be on this show put on there, that's what's going to happen at North versus South. Why in the hell would you do that? Why? Why would you say that on a Facebook page? That's what's going to happen at North versus South. I got people calling me, Alva, man, what's going to happen down there? I need to know. I'm not bringing my family down there if y'all got some shit about to happen. And I'll be real about it, as Joe would say. LG Bobby, you put it up there. Why in the hell would you take that on there? Scared to bring the family because you said shit like that's going to happen. If y'all got that bullshit, leave it outside them damn gates. But I'm going to tell you now, they had to pay extra. We will have deputy sheriffs there, and they have been instructed. If you got the bullshit, they don't care who threw the first punch, who threw the last punch. You will go to jail. And in that county, the judge don't come in until Monday morning. So I'm telling you now, leave that bullshit out them gates. These guys done paid so much money for this track. But if y'all keep doing this dumb shit, posting dumb shit on Facebook, you ain't going to have nowhere to race. Then you're going to have your lips pushed out, say the tracks ain't letting us have nowhere to race. So, yes, stop doing that. Stop posting dumb shit like that saying this is going to happen at North versus South. Because it's not, and I'm letting you know now, do not ask Joe, Laird, Alba. He hit me for, I ain't got nothing to do with it, bro. It's nothing I can do. It's nothing I can do. They have been instructed. They will arrest you, and you will go to jail. That's, they're not playing it. And this is not Laird. This is not Joe. This is not Dexter. This is Gallant Motorsport Park. That's they saying this, that you will go to jail and will be arrested. They are not tolerating the bullshit. So I'm telling you now, please keep that bullshit off the track. If y'all got some beef with one another, stay away from one another. The track is too big for you to even be near a person. Get your race on, enjoy yourself, cook out, eat whatever. Whatever you want to do, enjoy yourself and have fun. But leave that bullshit out there on 95. Don't bring that shit in here. We don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't need it. I done said it. Like I said, stop posting stuff on Facebook saying this going to happen, this going to happen. And now you got people calling saying they scared to bring the families. Because somebody said this is going to happen at North versus South.
Yeah,
but if
just,
you know it's
going to
happen, Let me know who it is, and I'll make sure they don't get in. If you know exactly who's going to start some shit, let me know now. And we'll talk to them and say, y'all not welcome.
Well, I appreciate it, Rafael. But, yeah, we ain't trying to go backwards. We trying to go forward. That's all to it. Got plenty of races going on, plenty of food. DJ there that night, Friday night, having a good time. A lot of races, and that's all to it. And sometimes I wonder, sometimes you'd be surprised people try to sabotage shit. So I really being real. It's a damn shame when the shit moves up and you finally got something going good. Now people up there seeing you. PDRA is looking at your damn ass and you don't even understand that you got sponsors up there looking. So, you know what I mean? It's time, almost our time now. So, of course, when it comes down to almost your time to get a sponsor and everything, somebody, one bad apple, try to blow up, mess it up for everybody. They wasn't going to give it to us in the first place. That's a damn lie. Just like they didn't, nobody would expect that they would have gave us the damn track in the first place. Everybody know that. And meanwhile, they end up liking it. They actually loved it, the racing. They were happy. They couldn't believe that we could control the line back like everybody did what they're supposed to do. It was great. That's what the whole thing is about. Now, if you want to know something, when you go to Florida this year coming up, you're going to have the line controlled again, that like that. The line is not going to be like that. You've seen on Sunday what they did. They closed the gate. Every time they got to do the burnout, they put a gate in back of it, the burnout box, to keep people from being out there that they got. Three people got hurt. The damn car hit them. Three people that day. You know what happens to them? Their insurance gets dropped, and now they got to try to find the insurance. It costs more money. So then it costs more for the track. Do they want to have that problem? No, they don't want to have that problem. Now everything else goes up. And those things, those little things like that means a lot. I know sometimes people go, it ain't mine. Well, guess what? Well, how the heck are we going to keep the prices down if you got to keep on turning around and you guys doing dumb shit that it costs more? So that's what's going on. So, but let me just open up a few of these mics because I do got some people want to come on. I got some new guys want to come out. And they actually told me they're coming from Chicago. Boogie will be on here tonight from Chicago. He'll be out here with his new, they got their couple of their new cars, their new, what the hell was it, Cadillac, Corvettes. They got a few of those cars that are running, looking for action. And also got another guy coming on way out west. I'll let him get on. Hopefully he ain't too tired or whatever, but he just got over the COVID. So I just want to make sure. I hope he can. He talked to me for a little while, and he definitely said he's going to show up. He wants to go out, and he likes the game. Actually, he used to run a 41. So basically, he's coming out to us. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. Let me make sure I open this mic right away. 910-6970, your mic is open.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Joe?
Yep.
Yeah, it's OG. Yeah, first
what's
of all,
OG?
I want to say, I want to address Fat Albert. First of all, I didn't make that post. I made the comment.
No, but you comment. Right. Why would you comment, though?
I cut you off when you talk, so let me talk. So let me clear my side, so you're going to throw my name out there. I didn't make that post. I just made the comment. Joe called me, him and Dexter called me this week, or whatever it was, he called me, and I didn't even realize, I just made the comment because how stuff was going, everybody arguing back and forth, whatever, whatever. I'm not anticipating nobody fighting nobody or anybody going at each other. That's why I just came out just making my little speech. But when Joe and Dexter called me and told me to take it off, I called and I called, go back on the post, try to find it, to remove it. It was already taken off. So I apologized to Dexter and to Joe, and I told them I didn't mean to say it. I wasn't trying to throw no monkey wrench in y'all program. But if you had something to say to me, you could have called my phone and told me directly, like Joe and Dexter did. And I told
okay.
I apologized
you know
to Joe, and I let me finish. I apologized to Joe and Dexter. I said I didn't mean it. I didn't realize it was going to affect you guys or whatever. And I did apologize.
All right, now you finish. Okay, I didn't know you did that. But the point you're talking about, I could have called you. Did you call anybody before you posted?
They called me. I talked to Dexter and
Joe.
No,
I'm saying, did you call them on the back lines and say, hey, if fight gonna break, you put it on a national forum for people to see that.
What
people called me.
I
was quiet. Called me. When that comment you put out there, a lot of people said it. Man, hey, Albert, what's going to happen out there, man? Did you see that? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Go look at this poster here. This is what's going to happen at North versus South. So people saying, hey, man, if that's going to happen, I'm not coming. I'm not bringing my family out there. Okay, I'm glad.
Let me just make sure. I'm going to move on after this. I'll tell y'all so everybody can know when they seen this. So like a lot of people didn't know. It happened down, I think it was Missouri or Alabama, one of two. Okay, this was not a fight that everybody think they know is a fight, like it was over a grudge race or money or whatever. The fight was over two men. All right? Now, I'm not saying no woman. I'm saying two men. If you know what I'm talking about, they were all, just look at how they swung. The guy came on and did a live feed and told the whole story, what happened. I asked him, was he messing with Carlos and this and that? And he turned around and said, oh, and I found out you was the receiver. And I had to listen to the damn thing and come find out. They talking about they going with each other. All those guys that you've seen there were actually fighting over each other. They love us. They love us. Okay? So that's what you've seen. It was not a race. It was not over grudge racing. It was not over money. It was a lover's quarrel, and the guy told it on live TV.
What I was saying, when you put stuff out there like that, you just don't know what the consequences that you're causing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no doubt about that.
I'm not making this up. I got people saying that.
I just put the post.
You saw it. Okay, I didn't know that. All I know is this been in me since I read. I was like, man, why would he do that?
Yeah, it already hit some people that thought. I'm just saying this here.
Hold on, Joe. Now you said you apologized, then it's done with. I didn't know you had did that, and you took it down. But I just want to let you know the consequences of it, Bobby.
And I told you, Albert, I didn't know it affected y'all guys at all. I was just speaking my mind, not knowing it's going to be a fight. And I just hearing how guys are going back and forth, arguing this and that like that. I didn't call no name. I didn't put no name on it, anything like that. I just spoke how it may be or may not be. And I wasn't looking for the fight or go towards Galat. That was far from my mind. Had I known it was going to be affected Galat, I would never made that statement. I didn't put that post up. But when Joe called me Monday or Tuesday or whatever day it was, and then Dexter called me, they was all on the phone, I apologized to him and I took it down.
Now, this
Andrew,
is what I'm going to tell you. So, hold on. I'm going to just tell you, Bobby. Listen to this here. I'm just going to tell you just like this here. Bobby, I'm going to just tell you, everybody right now. For example, I'm going to just say straight out like this here, Bobby. You're one of the people that right now they're trying to say that you shouldn't, why he on air? Why is he on? They want to say something stupid like, why you got these people? And I'm going to be straight out with you. That's why I made it the point. If you don't want to hear somebody like OG Bobby, don't want to hear somebody like Clippy, go somewhere else. Have your fun. Yeah, I'm out there to have fun. I'm not going to turn around and have somebody, and you even heard it, I know. You're slow shit. Why are you doing that? Forget that. You having fun with it? Keep it that way. You don't have to listen to somebody else dictate what you're supposed to be doing. I'm just being real. That's what I'm saying right now. If somebody don't like what they're doing, and you can't tell me that if they don't like it, if a person is the grudge racing, why the hell they don't like it? But then meanwhile, they want you to come to that over there. Why in the hell would they even say something stupid like that? And I said, I'm not changing my program for nobody. This form is for anybody to come on. I don't care who it is. If you don't like each other, whatever, it is what it is. I'm not changing it. You allowed to speak? He allowed to speak? I'm not doing that. That's some kiddie shit when you start turning around. Well, Joe talking to Marcus, and that's going to be a problem there. I can't talk to you because you talk to him. Joe talking to CJ. If I can't talk to CJ, Joe talking to OG Bobby. Man, who the hell want to hear that stupid stuff? Everybody don't have to get along to turn around and have fun. I'm just being real about it. I know where my way is. I go my way. You go, hey, put my hand up, keep moving. That's it. If you don't want to speak, you don't have to speak. It's no big deal. We just keep it moving. But you don't understand. Like, I'm just saying, not even you. I'm just saying everybody general. You guys got a chance to turn around and get something. And everybody's trying to put a monkey wrench in it, and you guys can't even see it. I hate to say it. Now it's time to turn around and have, instead of the grudge ram, you see everybody else. Listen, it's proof is in the pudding. When you guys watch Street Outlaws, how many guys that you know of on Street Outlaws got a damn motor from a damn place and they had to pay for it? Or how many guys that get their motors freshened up and they got to pay for it? How many? Damn near every last one of them. One got a Proliner motor in it. One got a Gene Fulton motor in it. Come on, man. They grudge cars. What's the difference? And they don't have no big crowd out there. They have it on TV. But now I got starting to get in a damn crowd and people are seeing this. And you got a time to get something, but you'd rather throw it away? I'm not going to let it go throw it away. I'd rather let the people that got all that mouth and shit, let them go. Leave. Go on another train. Go find somewhere else. But I look at it this way. If we got a chance to get something, we just like we had a chance with the damn real shooting, real street racing, real grudge, the whole shit. They told everybody not to tape. The damn tape was supposed to be sold. It would have been sold. Everybody that turned around and raced that day, every time an episode comes out, do you know you get money every time? I don't care if the episode repeated 10 times. It doesn't matter. You get paid. But we couldn't listen. We couldn't do like Street Outlaws do. We didn't be strict and turn around and tell everybody sign a paper that if you open your mouth, you're liable for it and you get charged the money for it. We didn't do that. We trusted everybody. So all that money went down the drain for doing all that work. All those races came out really nice. You move them all around. Everybody could have got paid. But we couldn't listen. We didn't do it. We got to show shit on Facebook at a time. Street Outlaws shit been taped 6 months ago, and they already know the episode, and they'll never tell you what happened. Why? Because they're getting paid. Every time the episode goes one time, then it goes second time, they get paid. Meanwhile, you guys could have had the same thing. Why has Dirty South got theirs? And they got slower cars than you guys. Why did they get on there? Why is they doing it? How are they making it? Because they know how to keep their mouth shut and work together because they're getting paid. That's what it is. That's the whole problem with our guys. We just want to be known. We got to be known. But if we ain't the big man, if it ain't about us, guess what? They mad. I'm just being real about it. Certain people out there, they mad. And when we all can turn around, everybody should be getting paid. Anybody out there doing grudge racing should be able to get paid. And it would have been coming through all the stuff that would have been coming through, it wouldn't have came out of my pocket. It was coming out. They making money off the whole thing because it's going nationwide. Let's just say nationwide. Street Outlaws is all over the place now. The farm truck, if the farm truck makes it, if I asked the farm truck to come up to Gallant for the 25th, for one day it cost me $25,000. That's what they want. for one day, just for one truck, for that truck. If I ask the other guy, Chief, to come out, oh, I'm sorry. We got to get half of the gate and 30,000 ahead of time. So go figure that one out. You guys had a chance to go ahead and you'll be able to move the same damn way. So, you know, if you turn around and get 5,000 for the year, you don't think you'd be happy? I think I would be happy. At least somebody helping me out with something. So we need to go ahead and reevaluate shit. And if you see somebody got something wrong, say, bro, I think you're going the wrong way about it. Let's move on. Let's try to get something better. And I'm asking a lot of the older cats that know shit that can turn around and tell the younger cats because they don't know what the real deal is. And the shit's going to pass them up. Ain't nobody want to be passed up and we could have had something. How many times you know had something passed? Man, I could have had that. Yeah, it's too late now. And I'm just being real. They act like they invented the damn racing, the grudge racing. They did not invent the grudge. That grudge has been going on for years. But, hey, guess what? Society, you know, everybody sees something and they think this one invented it and that's all. I don't know how many times to tell you guys, and I'm just being real. The same way with the big tire shootout shit. Everybody claimed this one made the 484, this one made the 484 race. The first 484, you can tell you where it was at. It was at Capitol. It was four guys from up here, four guys from Maryland and D.C. area. And it was eight-car shootout, 484. Somebody that you didn't even know about, the guys from Maryland. They didn't know nothing about Scoot Williams back then. They didn't know about another Darren Harris. They didn't know nothing about no Ronnie Bell. They didn't know none of them guys. And we didn't know kind of your guys, Chris Butler. You mean I can name a few of them, Tricky Ricky. Darren used to have the pickup truck. All those guys were in it. They'll tell you. That was the first 484. $1,000 $1,000 for runner-up, $3,000 for the winner. And they had a belt. That's what it was. And they only paid $100 a piece. They didn't pay their whole purse. We put it up. We did something that something was different than anything else, trying to look out for the guys. Now we call ourselves moving up. It should have been just keep moving. But now we took it over to PDRA and gave it to them guys, and guess who took the sponsors? Now, guess what? They ain't got nothing now. Let's be real. What do they got over there now? Ain't no more 484. Let's see. Tell me if anybody tells the truth what happened. Use you up and get their sponsors, and guess what? That's all. We gave them $14,000 for the 484 winner at Virginia with tires, with gas, and everything else. What did PDRA get? A Grody? We fight over a Grody, though. And you got to put up your own money. So we need to be smarter what we're doing if you figure you're going to make something and everybody's going to work together. But, you know, it's sad when it's somebody, everybody's got to listen to another person because they think that he knows it all. But meanwhile, he's out slicking you, out talking you, and he's running game on you. And you got used and abused. That's all to it. Let's be real. So I'm opening up some of these mics right now because I know a lot of people want to come in. And I know a lot of guys want to lock in tonight, too, because I know a couple of people asked me about they got a couple of cars they want to do. Runaway Train, which I think he's on here. I don't show your number. You can just text me a number. I will put you in. Runaway Train and Train Wreck. They actually asked me for some run. So I'm going to open up a couple of these.
No, before you go ahead and open up, Mike. Bobby, like I said, I want to apologize to you, Bobby, but I didn't know you apologized to Joe and them. It's over with, but I just thought it was wrong, so I spoke on it. But it's done. It's under the rug. It's over with.
But,
all right,
well, I'm just... Okay, I'm sorry I didn't tell you either because I just figured I had it all done in a nutshell on that one, but some other shit came up and I just forgot all about that situation. But it was a couple other things that have been going on. I just want to make sure that shit ain't gonna be tolerated, and that's it. We just ain't gonna do it. I don't care whatever it is to make people safe and have fun. That's what I want. That's why it's all about having fun. I don't care about that drama. Some people want that drama, and it generates the people to come. I don't want that drama. Go on with that drama somewhere else. You know what? I'm just being real about it. And my two people that I'm partners with, I don't care if somebody goes back and tell them what I said. I don't care because I know you're going back and tell it. But I'm just going to be real about it. If you're going to get that drama and call yourself going to bring drama there, don't even come in the gate. Don't even bother. I'm just being real. I can move away. Everybody act like, you know, this is the only thing you got. So I'm just letting everybody know. That's why I had to say something about that crap. When I saw it up, I was a little offended about it because somebody tried to say, oh, he got the money from this here one and that one. He didn't get no money from nobody. You know, the problem is everybody got to look at somebody. And that's why I put it on the post, you know, it's easier to make yourself look like $1 million than to have $1 million. Let that sink into a lot of people because they don't understand. You got a lot of guys out there. I ain't talking about no – I'm just being real. But I don't say it straight out like it is. I ain't had to get no PVC loan or nothing like that. There's no bullshit like that. You know, guys that go up there with the fake scamming shit. I'm not got that shit. I didn't have to do it. I do mine the hard way. Whatever I earned, I earned. I fought for everything I got. And that's it. So if you don't like it, oh, well. That's how I feel about it. I can sleep very well at night. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. 215-6904, your mic is open.
What's up, everybody? What's going on, Joe? I'm listening to you.
What's
going
on?
That
how's everything?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I'm listening, here,
so
listening,
far,
I'm listening to a lot of things. What?
Huh? I'm sorry.
I'm listening to a lot of things you're saying on here. I'm sitting back.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm just being real. You know, you guys been good. And listen, like I said, there have been times I got to talk to you a little bit, you know, like I said. You know, and sometimes I say stuff, I tell you something, and I don't tell other people stuff. I ain't tell none of the business, just like I'm going to tell you something right now. Like the business with the cancel wall. All that money goes to people that I know from the grudge game, our grudge game, to help people out. So by that saying, I don't have to go out and put saying I gave this to this one or gave that to that one. It came from the heart. It didn't come out there to go up there and brag about something. So I'm not going to tell people who did what. And that's what I got mad about. And I didn't want one of the guys to tell what I did. But he heard something that somebody tried to say something bad, like they making all this money, like they doing something. And that's none of nobody else's business. We supposed to be looking out for each other. And I'm just being real about it. I don't care who you are. If you're a grudge race and you coming in that gate and you turn around, whether or not you paid that money, you just as better than anybody else. I don't care if you got a 9-second card down to a 7-second or 6-second. You're just as good as anybody else, and you're going to be treated. That's one of the main reasons why we have Buzz. I asked Larry when we were talking about Buzz Creek and everything else. He said it's the thing that is about it. Sure, he got the track. He said something about it. He said you have to turn around and give back to the people. That came out of Larry T's mouth. I like to give back. I don't care about making the money on that day. The object of the game is to make sure people can see they can do better. He got a vision. He had a vision. I like his vision. That's why we always said we clicked off, because he wanted to give something back. But, you know, you got a lot of people out there that's just envy because this one, they think that this one getting something, this one getting something. Man, come on. You know, instead of being happy that somebody can finally make it, golly, if you could turn around and get a sponsor tomorrow, man, I'll be so happy, it'd be crazy. Look, I can say you came from here, whatever, you know what I mean? You came from my show, helped out, that was great. You can look at somebody and watch them going down TV. I'm quite sure you got somebody over there right now that went to school with somebody, and they're either a professional basketball player or something like that, and then you can brag on that person. I'm quite sure it makes you feel real good. And that's the same thing with the racing thing. And it makes me feel good to go and see somebody made it. Somebody I can say, I know. I went with him. I was around him. You know, my friend June Harrell, I was so happy, man, when they first broke the 399, he'll tell you. You couldn't tell me shit. I was so happy, man, to hear that. Then they won the damn thing. Oh, shoot. And he's one of the fellow grudge racers. They won the big shootout, that $10,000 shootout, pro mod back then. That made me feel good. Because that's one of mine, one of our guys. So that's what's being said. That's what it's all about. If you can't get into it like that, something wrong with you. I'm just being real. You know, we ain't got to be that damn jealous. You're going to be jealous of each other like that, man. It don't make no sense. So I'm just going to make sure I open some more of these mics because it gets to me when you start doing stupid stuff like that. And we could move up. We can move up real fast. we can do a lot more and a lot better. And sometimes I tell you right now, some of you older cats actually need to chastise some of the older, the younger cats, and tell them what it was, how bad it was when you were coming up that you had to wait in the back and let all the class guys go before you can go, and you only had maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to race for the whole day that you sat there in a line that a lot of people don't know about, and they don't know how good they really got it. And we could get it better and better, and that's all I'm just saying. So when you see somebody out there, they don't really have to know half of the history. They act like they know it, but they were too young to even know about it. I know someone wasn't even born, but then meanwhile, let them tell it. They act like they know every damn thing. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right quick. But just stay on Zeus, because I heard somebody talking about want to try you, one of your cars. So I was like, I don't know nothing about your car, so I couldn't tell them. You know, I don't know nothing. I'm not asking no questions. Yeah, this is my thing, and I'm just being real about it. Like guys ask me, I'm not telling anything about your car. I let the owners tell, because it's up to them to disclose what they want. It ain't up to me. It ain't up to nobody else. Let them talk it out, and they can turn around and get their race off. I mean, that's how races happen.
Can I say something, Joe?
Sure.
I just want to tell you, anytime somebody want to race me, I'm up for them game. All we got to do is say, listen, Zeus will lock it in, period. We come to some agreement, we lock. I'm bringing action.
Yep. I like that. You know, but I'd rather be the middle, just sit back and let you guys go ahead and talk. I don't want to get involved. So I can't say, oh, man, he set me up. Y'all talk. Y'all get to our agreement. Hey, I had nothing to do with it. You know, I remember to do it. I don't know nothing about your car. That's it. So that's the only reason why I tell sometimes guys ask me, what do you think he should be giving me? No, I'm supposed to be a neutral man. Now, I've seen other hosts tell him, man, you should be giving him the break. You should be. No, you messing up the game. You actually messing up telling on the guy when you do stuff like that. Let's be real. Everybody got to keep that shit real, because ain't nobody supposed to say nothing. And you let the two guys iron it out. I don't care. DP man ain't supposed to say nothing. All they do is just turn around. You let them iron it out, and whatever they agree to. If you switched on him and you got him, you know, hooked up, you know, trick bag or whatever, that's you. But you're not supposed to turn around. Yep. Nah, he deserved a back tie. He deserved a corner break. Nah, you ain't supposed to say that. Stay back and let them happen. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how more races are happening. You know?
Damn, Zeus. So, I kept saying, what's up, Zeus? And you won't say it. I said, damn, Zeus, I ain't speaking to him. I had the phone on damn mute. Goddamn, all this time. I done said, what's up, Zeus? 10 times, and he ain't say nothing. I said, damn. And I looked at the damn phone on mute.
What's up,
God damn. Okay, well, let me make sure I got this mic open. 757-9032, your mic is open.
Yo, what up, fellas? Show enough up here. I'm just listening.
Hey, what's going on,
man?
Show enough? How's everything?
Everything good, man. Yo, Joe, when you started the show off, man, you were speaking truth to power, man. You know what I'm saying? That was some real stuff, you know what I mean? We all in the racing, you know what I mean? Like, we love it. It's what we do. And, you know what I mean, rest in peace to all those that ain't with us, that should be with us, you know what I mean, those close to us. It's just crazy, man. Life too short, especially like then y'all went into like all the drama, bush, BS and all of that. You know what I mean, it ain't even called for, you know what I mean? We all here doing what we love to do, spending money, racing. It's all fun and game. You know what I mean? Like, leave all that somewhere else, man. And I'm a young cat, you know, so somebody come at me, I be amping up, but I be realizing, you know what I mean? Like, that ain't the time or place, and it shouldn't be there anyway, man, especially not in no damn race, you know what I'm saying? But what you was saying at the beginning of the show, Joe, man, that was touching me. That was touching, man. That was real. You know what I mean? I was really listening in.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate the support, too. I mean, I see you locked in, like, what, 4 races?
Yeah, and I heard Zeus saying anybody want to lock in, but we're going to be there. I get on his ass, too.
Oh, shoot.
Don't get quiet, Zeus. Where you at?
I knew that was coming.
I'm right here.
That was coming.
Buck, we gonna be there.
Talking? Who talk? Buck, we gonna be there. Who talking?
Show enough.
What you wanna do?
Hey, I gotta open it for Friday night. You know what I'm saying?
Friday night.
I run Buck. We can hit the fuck up.
Let me ask you something, Show Enough. You got something Friday morning? Friday in the daytime?
Nah, I just don't know what time to get. I know I'm gonna be there by 5.
But hold on, you got something in the daytime? Can you get there in the daytime, like 3 o'clock?
I can't promise that.
Okay, don't talk no shit now, because I'll get you there in a hurry, and I'll lock you right off the trailer, 1 on 5.
I mean, shit, you can wait till I get there and come off the trailer.
Oh, why would I wait? You call me out. Why would I wait for you? See, there you go.
You said daytime. I said Friday night. I don't know what time. All right, so I plan on getting there Friday. I'm coming there Friday regardless. But I don't know if I'm going to go to work or if I'm going to take the day off or what yet. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
a lot like 4 hours for me.
Hear what I'm saying to you. I got a race on Friday with
Friday.
Who I got a race with?
James Cornett.
I got a race with
James Cornett.
Huh?
James,
you know what time
James Cornett. Hold on. Let me see. I got
what,
James
what
Cornett.
Time, race,
James, your mic is open.
Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Yeah, what time? Does anybody know what time that race is? Because I don't remember what time.
Hold on. I got it in my notes.
5 o'clock.
Okay, so if 5 o'clock, I ain't racing you 8. So I'll race you anytime before that race I get a chance. 1 on 5.
Hey, but look, listen. You can run that race at 5 o'clock. I get there when I get there and come off the trailer on your ass. If Buck Week
so
willing to do something small block nights on 28th, I go to your ass.
Flip for lanes, 1 on 5, and I'll get to pick a time after my race because I got to cool down everything once I'm right there. So you're not going to rush me out there.
That's cool. I ain't got no problems with that. Hey, in your words, grudge rules.
Yeah, always grudge rules, baby boy.
I tell you what, why don't you give him 2 hours after he run Mayhem, Sean? I'll give him 2 hours to cool off.
That'll work.
Say
7
o'clock.
Because, as long as our race get off after that. So anytime, let's just say we'll pick a time. That's a lock. We'll pick a time anytime Friday night. That way, just in case you get there late or whatever, we race Friday night. That's a lock. So you might get there late.
Good report.
That works. We can lock that in.
That's a lock. 1 on 5, flip for lanes, and grudge rules, whatever. Anytime at the race, I'll pick a time.
1 on 5 what?
You know
that's
1,000 on 5,000.
That's 1,000 on 5,000.
I ain't running for no 5,000. I ain't tell you that now.
See,
I ain't running for 5.
Hey, look, if you were saying that, I'd say damn boy.
Well, at least he's right. He got the solid version to figure out what to do.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I said, sure enough, going to have to get that on his own. But I knew what Zeus was going with.
Hey, man, I'm a one-man show. You know what I'm saying? I put up what I'm bringing.
I'll tell you what. This is what I do for you. This is even better. I'll do something for you even better. All right, sure enough. My small block Mustang, small block stock suspension against your stock suspension, small block. We'll race 2 on 2. We'll race 2 on 2 when you get at the track off the trailer.
What's this Mustang? I ain't never known you to have a Mustang.
It's just a small block. I promise. It's a small block. All still small block on 28. I don't know what it is. If you want to see a picture, I can send you a picture or something. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Yeah, send me a picture.
I'll send you a picture of it. Stock suspension, too, also.
Yeah, that worked. I ain't too much worried about all that shit.
I mean,
long as small block nitrous on 28.
We'll get back, because I don't think you can fuck with Buckwheat. I'm going to leave. You need to get it. You need to stay away from that. But listen to what I'm telling you. Listen.
I can't fuck with Buckwheat. That's shit you did to Antoine, I do to you. The hell you mean I can't fuck with Buckwheat?
Okay, well bet that. Ho, ho, ho. Now you just say that again. You can't put your foot in your mouth. Bet that 2 on 25 that you can't get me. What you call it? We locked in and when you get off the trailer. That's a lot.
Nah, I ain't gonna bet on the gap.
Oh, okay.
I ain't burning I don't want to show too much, man. I got too many raisins locked in. I don't want to show too much.
Listen, that's enough. Okay. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't put your foot in your mouth when you talk to me, son. Don't.
Fred, dead no more. The man said, don't put your son. Son.
You're talking to me like that.
I know you're not going to let him talk to you like that, showing up. Come on, I know you. I know you're not going to accept that. The man called you son.
Man.
Son.
Let me hit this couple more times. Let me be on his ass.
You ain't got to be on my ass. All you got to do is say, baby boy. Sure enough. Listen, I'm gonna send Fat Albert a picture of the car, and he can send it to you because I don't have your number. So he can send it to you, and then you can determine whatever you want to do. And we're like, I need a race for that car anyway. I need a race for that car.
All right, that'll work.
That car yet.
All right, so that'll work.
We're leaving all mics open. So if you decide you want to call him and say lock, you can say it right on the show. Your mic will be open.
I ain't got nothing against you. I ain't never come after you, but I feel you got some envious towards Buckwheat, but you know it is what it is.
Nah, man, for real, the race is north versus south, so I don't want to race nobody I can get any other time of the year. So any car coming from above Virginia, you know what I'm saying, I'm interested in racing them. I don't want to race nobody in Virginia or other than fucking Bam Bam. I got them locked in, but they Delaware, they Virginia. So, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to race all north cars.
Okay, and I understand that. But one thing I want to tell you, sure enough, you know, Buckwheat make them pregnant.
Shit. Hey, Luca Brasi, a motherfucking mob boss. You better ask about him.
Listen, that's okay. He's my pregnant.
he ain't gonna get mayhem pregnant. I bet that.
Hey, I tell you what, you can lock in some more money, man. You talked about that gap. Remember, you keep running your mouth.
Nah, I didn't say
you
nothing
keep
about
running
no
your
gap.
Mouth about that gap, player.
I didn't say nothing about no gap.
I'm telling you about a gap since you opened your mouth. Now,
well,
what you want to do?
You want to
bet on it? You want to bet on it?
Yeah.
Bet 500 on the gap. Lock that in. Lock.
You're going to gap me for 500.
I'm going to gap you 500 on the gap, sir, since you opened your mouth.
Bet 1,000.
You're going to pay for that.
Bet 1,000.
What? Bet the 1,000.
1,000 is a
thousand
bet.
Bet 1,000, I gap that mayhem.
1,000 is a bet. 1,000 is a bet.
$1,000
Zeus betting $1,000.
He
capped
you. Good Lord.
Good gap, James.
Now you want some more? We could bet on the tree too.
God damn.
You want some more money on the tree? We could bet on the tree too, player.
Listen, I don't have to bet on the tree. I already know I'm gonna leave first. I just know
I'll send you back to church. Okay then, don't be talking.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I know.
I need to know.
Me and your race is locked.
Oh, hey, Joe. Hey, Zeus, what's the bet? What's the 1,000? I'm putting it in my notes. What's the bet?
He said he's
going to
gap me.
Zeus, you bet that he's going to gap me.
He's going to gap. He's going to gap
mayhem.
Okay, Zeus going to gap him for 1,000. Good Lord, Zeus, what the gap into you?
Caught.
God damn. All right, I'm right there.
Listen, whatever he got in him, it's going to stay in him.
I'm writing it down, Zeus. 1,000.
It's already locked. Buckwheat, you know I don't play no games, player.
I know you don't. Buckwheat, Gap, Mayhem.
Mayhem, you got some more to talk about? And I'm talking to my young boy, Sora. You got some more you want to say?
And I bet a thousand, he pay you punk out, Zeus.
Huh?
I bet you 1,000 he pay you punk out.
I bet that $1,000 that race ain't gonna happen. My son, if you bet 1,000 and that race don't happen, I know I'm the DB man, but goddamn, I take that bet. It's gonna happen. Them two gonna run.
Where you at, baby boy?
Now I'm gonna do something small. 500 mayhem. Deuce has you gap by 330.
Y'all done lost your goddamn mind. Y'all don't much know who the fuck I am.
Hey,
James. He's going to get you by the 3:30.
Pay attention.
That's why you have grudge rules and you got stipulations.
Well, we ain't got grudge rules.
You're not listening.
Yeah.
Fat Albert, would
I
you
understand what you. I understand
again?
What you're saying. You saying
okay.
If I red light, I can't get that money because I red light. Is what you saying?
You can't get right. You can't get right. You can't get that $1,000.
And it's okay. But if you red light, don't get me. I get that $1,000.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I didn't agree to that.
But it's automatic. If you don't get me, you gotta pay.
Right. But
because
if I
red light,
light
or not,
I get you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, no,
you're not
no.
paying attention.
You,
let me take the gap off.
Listen,
the table.
Listen, let's go over this slowly. If you red light and you don't get me, you gotta pay.
There you go.
If
but if
you
I wait
red light,
gap, you got to pay me.
No.
See what I'm saying? That's
no.
what I'm saying. Take the gap off the table. Take it off. Take it off the table. Take it off.
Is it off the table, James? I'm about to delete. James, put the James
on. What you got, boy?
Hey,
yeah,
James.
It's off the table, because I don't want no controversy in it.
Yeah. All right, it's off. That's all.
One skin, other one happy.
That's racist.
I want to get back to that subject. Okay. Like a big storm on here, but I'm gonna say this.
Hey, somebody got a lot of background noise. We can't lose it. That you lose.
Somebody got.
Yeah, there you go. Here you go. Okay, there you go.
All right. I locked in the race because I'm a straight shooter, and anybody know with me, I'm a straight shooter. I don't fuck over nobody.
Right.
If I say I'm gonna do it, I do it. Now I got a race with LeBron. And I called you on the back line, Fat Albert, did I not?
Yes, you did.
And they had a lot of going on with LeBron shit. And I said, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to be a part of that. And then I had called Joe. Joe said, it ain't going to be no problem. So I left it alone. But it's a lot going on with him and what people are saying about what he did, this, that, and the other, and all of that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I just don't want to be involved with no problem. Joe say if motherfuckers come up there, they're going to get locked straight up. So I don't know if he talked to LeBron or whatever, but I'm a straight shooter. I don't want them type of problems, and I'm going to race that man. That race going to happen if he show up. But I don't want no problems, and I don't cause problems, and I don't want no problems, and I don't want those problems around me. So I avoid.
Listen, and let me just say, so people know, whatever happened, whatever they got going on, I already told them, whatever y'all got, if somebody got a problem with somebody else, do your shit on the outside of the track. Don't call yourself trying to do any. Go somewhere down 95, like Fat Albert said, y'all won't got some problem with each other, don't like each other, or whatever you got, take y'all shit down 95 on the highway somewhere, take it somewhere else. But after having something there, I'm making sure everybody's safe and having fun. I don't want to hear no hard stuff. I hate to hear hard feelings on somebody going to be turning around with, Joe, get Joe, get Joe. No, get Joe nothing. You was warned. Your ass going in, you're gone. Say bye-bye, whatever, kiss everybody, and tell them you'll see them later on. That's all. See them Monday. That's all I can tell you. But it's not going to happen.
I called Fat Albert, and Fat Albert did not tell you to call that man. Instead of going around getting story, call that man. He didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
But I did
tell him. He called me the next day, and I didn't answer. I was speaking. Yeah, he called me the next day, and I was speaking. Yeah.
But, I, you know, all the stories that's going around, that's what Bobby was talking about. Because they on Facebook going at this man 100 miles an hour. That's what Bobby was talking about. That way, you know, you it's clear of what was really going on. That's probably why he said what he said, because all of that was going on.
And that ain't even got nothing to do with the race. I'm just letting everybody know. So it's some
no,
personal shit.
No, it don't have
shit.
Anything to do with the race.
It is.
No.
That's all to it. But
it
you know what?
It ain't had nothing to do with the race.
I'm just letting everybody know. It got nothing to do with the race. And people always going to bring something somewhere else. Going to show their ass. But I'm just going to say this here like this here. Go ahead and try to show your ass if you want. You're going to know about it when you're there. Because ain't there one of them jokers. When I say every last one of them is carrying, they all carrying. They got their stuff and they lock you right up. They bonded and everything. And that's what we talking about, like they were going to hand fight. But I'm going to just say it straight out. And I'll tell everybody what it is. It was Tyler that said it. The no prep guy. He don't really race at the grudge thing, but he's a no prep guy. But he said what he said. If he want to do it, he's doing it on the outside. That's all I can tell you. He wants to do something, he better take his ass on the outside and do something. You know, if you went anywhere else and he did it, you know what happened.
After that, only thing else I said to Joe, that man needs to straighten his face with the people he ain't paid the DPs to. I said that. I ain't going to back up from what I said. He need to pay Jason and that other guy, they DPs. People telling me he ain't going to pay you that DP if he don't show he ain't going to pay. He need to straighten his face. And I know this for a fact that he owed a man because I called and asked him. So he need to straighten his face.
And this is the problem. Now, I'm just being real, but I'm going to show you something, how what's going on so everybody knows. Fat Albert or Rico will be on DP when they hold their DP. You come in Fat Albert, they're paying you. Now, if you're going to wear them out, then guess what? That's on you. That's why they always ask you have a man.
Listen, we got to have our DP up a week before the race, just like Zeus.
Okay, and you got a neutral person that's holding a DP man, am I correct?
Right, but if you don't get that man
Let me just say this, and I've seen it. I seen it happen. It ain't there just there. I seen it happen down south the same thing. They ain't had no DP man. And want to say, well, the reason why we ain't paid because we've never said lock. No money ever touched hands. When no money touched hands, guess what? The race ain't locked. That's what they keep saying. That's what
people
use. All right?
That's what
people use to get out of it. But word of mouth, your word ain't shit. That's why I'm just being real. But I tell everybody this. There's people going to ask me saying, why can you ain't put my car out? Why can you ain't put Joe taking, you know, sides? I could put a lot more races up there. But the reason why I ain't putting it up there is because if y'all ain't got a DP man and you ain't locked, I'm not putting it up there.
I'm
not going to go out there and say something and then turn around and I'm going to be here. The first thing they look at is the promoter. He advertised and said that he had this race going on. And meanwhile, didn't happen.
Gate hustling.
Yeah. And the first thing they said was, basically, I won't put it up. It's not that I don't like you. I just don't. You got to have a DP man. But if what's the name called me up, any of the guys that I know respectable, Steph called me, Fat Albert called me, Rico called me, and said he holding the money, I got no problem. I'll put it up then. I'm not putting up a race that I ain't hear no DP man.
Listen.
I'm not doing it.
When I locked in, calling it, and it's not one person could tell you, I ain't never paid. Regardless, I ain't never paid. When I locked in with Jason and I couldn't make the I couldn't post, I paid Jason. Anybody
that's
I locked in, I paid.
That, listen, James, that's how it's supposed to be. And we know and I know. Everybody on here right now, there are a couple people on here that's old DTs. So let's be real about it.
I mean, it's
just LeBron. You got a lot more other people.
I want to say this.
Around.
If
the I'm
man
just being
don't
real.
Lock in, if he don't put that money up the week before, he still owe it. That's what I'm saying. Because we locked and we called it.
And
you
listen,
understand what
I'm saying? And now listen, just what I'm just going to tell you, James. Hold on, James. I'm going to tell you just like this here. I didn't put y'all race up there, right? Now, I know no DP touch hands or whatever, and that's the reason why I've been doing a lot of that before, because I've seen people tell me, I said, you got other people to get out of it. I never put no money up. I never put up, but your word is just supposed to be bond, you know what I mean? But a lot of people will tell you that some of the guys got out of a race because they said they never put the money up. Once you got that money up.
I understand that, Joe.
That's the reason why. And I'm just – no, but I'm just saying that's why you don't see me put a certain race up. If I ain't here, I ain't putting it up. So I'm just being real about it. That's the whole deal. So, I mean –
I don't know how you care about anything like that. Just like with Zeus. I got a DP, man. We got a DP, man. Just like with Cliff, we got a DP, man. Now, Jason, we don't even have a DP, man. Now,
there's certain people you can do stuff like that. They ain't got no problem. You know and I know. Come on, there's certain people you can do with, you know how it is.
I got a race locked in with EP. But you the DP man, because we both agreed on you being the DP man. But me and Jason ain't had no DP man. We ain't had one the first race I paid him.
Mm-hmm. But I understand that. But the problem is, a lot of times the people just think that, you know what I mean, they'll say money wasn't up. And not everybody agrees the same way as you guys do. Some people agree word of mouth means everything. And then certain people you got, you know, they say money had to be in hand. But, hey, look, I got about 20 mic open real second. So just hold on just in case somebody get on here and you better talk to them. Hold on 1 second. Let me open up this mic. 443-2382, your mic is open.
Hey, James.
Yes, sir. Who this?
So who
talking with
you, LaRon? He's talking to Marcus.
Oh, Marcus, what's up, man?
What's happening? So the race between you and LaRon is off the table?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, I mean, I must have mistaken what you were saying then.
No. I said I called Fat Albert to get that man on the phone because I want to know it ain't going to be no problems.
Right.
And I called Joe Gray. Joe Gray said it ain't going to be no problems, so we on and popping.
Okay, well, you know, I just want to make sure because, you know, me and you had a little $100 bet, you know what I mean? I just want to make sure what it was, whatever the case may be. You know how it is.
You just gave that $100 away.
Hey, guess what, though? Hey, guess what? I know you had plenty of drinks, so I'm going to drink it up. I'm going to drink it up, whatever you got over there after the race.
You know I don't drink like that.
Well, goddamn it, you're going to have something over there. But I just wanted to hit the mic because I was in and out and I didn't really, you know, get whatever y'all was talking about, but you know what I mean? But as long as the race is still on, that's what it is.
No, it's on. As far as I know, it's on.
Okay. Well,
I told Butcher not to give you nothing, Marcus. I told Butcher not to give you nothing.
Man, listen. Hey, listen. Oh, wait. Now look, you know that shit. Butcher Wood gave me froze up in the goddamn cooler on the way back to Maryland last.
Butcher Wood gave you, goddamn it, you sitting there eating a goddamn pasta salad with the serving spoon.
I think Joe spiked my drink that night, man.
But
I just wanted to hit the one button and just, you know, give the evening wave to you guys. And I'm sitting back reading the mail, man. You know what I mean? I can't wait till goddamn racing season pop off. I want to see if everybody got that same energy that they pop it off in the wintertime. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit should get real acquainted. You know. But I'm gonna hit on something real quick with Long Island said, you know, there's certain people that you know your money is good regardless whether they bad or whether they not, and there's certain people that you know, man, you better get that money in your hand before you got them even think about betting them. You know what I mean? So, you know, just take that and for what it's worth.
Yep. No, you're right. Okay. So, well, let me open up a couple of these mics, guys. Hang on a second. 516-7295. Your mic is open. 516-7295. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, it took too long to open my mic. I'm in the pool hall shooting pool, but I'm still listening.
Okay.
All right, I'm going back on mute because it's too noisy.
That's all okay, right. You got
it. Get your non-shooting butt back.
your mic is open.
Evening, everybody. Joe. Hey, Fat Albert. Kevin Hunt.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good. I like when you opened up the show, the topic, because, you know, you and I talked after last Tuesday's show on an entirely different related message, but it got there, and I brought up the thing. I was like, yo, man, things have changed where it seems like it's so much anger instead of racing. And you, I was like, you know, just listen to the show. It wasn't all about having fun, you know, arguing over the silliest things about how a DP, you know, just, and I said, Joe, it's different now. But when you brought it up today and Fat Albert clarified it, it was good that you touched on it right from home, you know. And I don't know, people having I can't see anybody having a problem with Butchie Woods. I mean, come on, we talking about fucking Butch here. It's like, you know, you can't bang on Sandy Claus. Yeah,
I know. This is what it is. I'm just being real. You got some people out there thinking like, oh, he's too slow. Listening, and they shouldn't even have a. And this is came. This came on, and it gave. I brought it right to my attention. To everybody, and I got supposed to get spoke to. I said, I'm not changing nothing. I don't care. Them jokers, they racing, and let's be real about it. I don't care if they win or losing. Don't matter. They want to engage. That's their money. They ain't asking nobody else to put nothing up. They doing their own stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They love what they're doing, and they having fun with they doing. So basically, you think I'm taking away from them because somebody's too high and mighty or think they're better than them? Nah. Go do another show then. Do somewhere else, another show. I'm just being real. There's a lot of times out there, I hate to say it, guys will turn around and say, that ain't racing if they're only racing for $500. They only racing for $1,500. I ain't no money. You know, to me, one man bet $1,500 by himself, I don't give a damn what nobody says. That's money. And if you think
sure
that,
is.
Let's be real. I don't know nobody out there that say that if they got a honey hole, they ain't going to keep taking that money. So now so you want to say like something wrong with the person because they're giving away? Well, if he's giving away, you mean to tell me you ain't going to take it if he's going to turn around and give it to you? I don't want to hear that
sure.
junk. That sounds like bull crap to me. You're just trying to hustle somebody and that's it. Let's be real. That's all it is.
Right.
And it goes around. Hey, the guy's having fun. He ain't owing nobody. One thing about it, you can say this here, and I can say it for Cliffy right now. Whenever he turn around and say he going to bet, he pay off. That's it. If he win, he win, and that's it. That's all to it. You know, if he lose, he lose. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He lost, and that's it. I can see if the man turn around and didn't pay. That's a different story. You know, you got a lot of guys out there portraying like they, you know, these almighty dollars and stuff. But you know what? It is what it is. And you got a lot of them that portraying and they ain't doing the right thing sometimes too. Got glass house and throwing rocks. So, you know, I mean, let's do it. Let's call it out there like it is.
Yeah, I appreciate you standing up.
I'm just being real about it. Brad Albert and Kevin and everybody, you guys know how I go. You guys know how I go. And if you see it. On somebody that ain't doing right, hey, pull them to the side. Says, look, man, we don't do no racing like that. What we used to do, and that's it. You know, ain't nobody got to be that old shiesty shit. That shit, I'll take the fun out of it. I ain't got time for that junk. I don't care what it is. I mean, shit, I remember racing my own damn engine builder for a freaking novelty, $50 and a bucket of chicken. And that's no lie. Coming from Spicy's. Just to turn around and be doing something for the day. Ain't nobody else doing nothing. We're going to have some fun. Let's do it. Done deal. We're going to find. We laugh about it and everything. But that's all it's also about. When you turn around, these other guys, everybody take the fun out of them racing. If the guy ain't got but so much, then, hey, if you can't race for lower, it is what it is. You tell him, no, I just don't race for it. Done deal. But you shouldn't be up there knocking the guy. You shouldn't be knocking the guy.
Exactly. You can't speak for another man's pockets. Like I said, you know.
Hey.
And you shouldn't look down on them. You can't look down on
Joe,
nobody.
I want to say this. We was on Pro Stock Joe's Zoom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and Cliff locked in. I said, man, I don't care what he put in that car. I don't care what he put in that car. And Joe said, oh, what are you trying to say? The man car a piece of shit? I said, I would never say that. I'm not going to say that man car's a piece of shit. And then Cliff got on there and said, my car's a piece of shit. I said, y'all agree. But I ain't saying that.
Listen, I was on the show, but I heard the story.
That's a pro stop thing,
though. Hey, Zeus, I need you back on. Show enough to hear lock that Mustang in. I need you back on, Zeus.
Oh, shit.
Come on back.
Zeus just got off. We got to call him back.
Well, it ain't 8:30. He can get back on. After 8:30, you can.
Yeah, have him call in.
Okay.
James, you know, I don't know what to say about that, but I'm just saying, like, say certain guys go out there and regardless, they racing. And if he racing, we talking about he's a grudge racer. You know what I mean? He going out there, he trying you. Oh, well. Then you, what are you going to do? You going to feel bad for him? You going to tell him, nah, if you know you got him beat, you going to say, nah, I'm going to give your money back, man. I don't want to run you.
I ain't feeling sorry for nobody I beat.
All right, then. That's what I'm saying. So you going out there, you got a honey, if you think you got a honey hole, ain't you going to keep on getting it?
Yeah, you got
if
it.
If he say he going to run you again next time, you going to do it again?
You sure will.
All right. That's what I'm trying to tell people. They don't understand. I mean, like, if a person man think he can win, who is you to tell him that he can't win? And if you think you got it to something so sweet,
hey,
you better keep on going
hey,
get
Joe.
That.
Hey, Joe, a clock is right twice. A broke clock is right twice a day.
Yep.
Mm. All right. I got you. You know, it's about having fun. That's all I look at. If he can turn around and afford it and be able to race and race all them races, God bless him.
Hey, Joe.
If he loses all of them and he okay, still comfortable, God bless him. That's all he's doing his thing. You know,
hey, Joe,
if he went all of them,
open.
Yeah, you open.
What was the topic of the show?
Well, some people need to be class racers, honestly. The truth, because some of them shouldn't be in the grudge game because they actually taking the fun out of the grudge game. Like, I'm just being real. Sometimes when it ain't about you, you want to make something bad about people. You know, this one shouldn't be. They all, listen, I've been told already I should ban you from the radio show. I should ban Cliffy from the radio show. There's when people get mad at each other. No, hold up. I'm just telling you right now, and this is something that I look at it. If you got a problem with somebody, I understand. If you don't want to hear them talk, cut the radio off. Then turn back on later on and listen again. You know what I mean? But I'm not banning nobody because one person don't like the other one, this one don't like that one. You know, that's kind of like when we were in kindergarten or something like that. You don't like Kevin,
man,
so
like
I ain't supposed to.
That sounds like some call in and put a tip in for a police, goddamn it, investigation type shit to me. Who the fuck tells somebody they should ban somebody off their show? That don't make any sense to me.
Hold on, it was a live feed out. I didn't even watch it, but they told me straight out they want to say something bad. You know, it is what it is. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm not bad. I'm not going to change my stuff for nobody. I'm not going to say this one better than... Listen, Cliffy come through that gate. Cliffy come through that gate. You come through that gate. Every last one of y'all came through the gate, y'all paid. Y'all just as good as the other man. I'm not going to give somebody special treatment because this one got more than the other one. Or this one's faster than that one.
That, like, to me, it's some hating type shit going on. Like motherfuckers really is, like, taking this shit to the these motherfuckers is really taking this shit to the bedroom and crying on the fucking girlfriend pillow about this fucking race talk. This race, you know what I mean? Like, who the fuck
Marcus,
cries about
Marcus,
some fucking
let us be real about it. I'm going to say
and you doing
like
this and that. Come on, man.
Hold on, Marcus. I'm going to just tell you something right now. Just like this here. You want to see some dividing stuff right now? Look at everybody fighting over Grody. Look at how bad divided over everybody over Grody. Over, you know, for the award. Ain't no money up, no nothing.
Over.
But look
right,
how
over
bad
goddamn,
it is.
Over goddamn.
Myself, this is what I said, I don't care. Really, I'm good friends with Dog and everything else, and I'm on there too, but I don't even care about me being on there. I really don't care about being on it. Myself, if you wanted to, everybody got their own opinion, who they think won. Myself, if you had to ask me, I'd have told you Larry McKenzie's show was the best show. Because it made you funny, it had you laughing and carrying on, and you end up racing. That's the kind of stuff. I'm not into the drama. Everybody got their own opinion how they like certain things. Some people like drama. Some people like just going out having fun. If you want to come to my show, I want to have it fun. If you're looking for drama, you got the wrong show. I don't even want you coming there. I ain't going to have the time.
Yeah,
I ain't got
man.
Time to entertain that. I'm out to have fun and grudge race and have fun eating and carrying on, drinking, whatever, and having a good time. Nobody want to be on pins and needles and acting like they got to be tense about this one or that one. That's not me.
This what happens
I'm just letting you know that's,
hey,
what,
Joe,
that's what it's all about, man.
This what happens
you know,
when you put
you don't like nobody.
Look, grudge racing.
Yeah, keep it grudge racing. Listen, and I'm not going to lie to you. If you got a problem with somebody or whatever, you know what? You keep moving. If you're at the track, that ain't got nothing to do. Y'all ain't got to go diss to each other. You got plenty of room to go walk on the way. Y'all walk his way. If y'all going to want to do something later, go somewhere else and do it. You know, it's funny how, like, sometimes people got to have a crowd to do something.
Oh.
Show their ass.
It's just like liquid carriage. You know what I mean? Some people got to drink to feel like they can make some shit happen. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers, they fucked up inside themselves. They don't have that muscle. They don't have that heart to stand on without a motherfucker pushing them or without them, you know what I mean, having that self goddamn let's go get it type attitude. You know what I mean? Like motherfuckers got it fucked up, man. They really fucked up in the head, you know.
Well, my old
and they worry
I
about
really,
everybody else. Then they worry about everybody else. Then worry about themselves. If you put in the work. And you doing your thing, you ain't worried about nobody else but trying to get your man and goddamn get in his pockets. The fuck I'm worried about what another man talk about or who got more shine than me versus you. Come on, man. That shit don't even sound right.
Well, that's what it is. I hate to say it. Everybody can see it.
Crazy.
People, you might not speak up on it, but that's the truth. That's the whole
that's
truth. That's not the whole thing.
Shit, man.
That's
what
I'm just saying.
They want you to open that mic. You got a lot of mics that need to be open. People texting.
Okay, so you make sure you open up this mic. You got, hold on a second. 757-1006, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? This is Trooper. I'm just sitting back listening. I'm on mute. I'm just sitting back.
Okay, how's everything?
I'm good to go, brother. Looking forward to the show.
Okay.
I was gonna speak on the topic, but I just keep my opinion to myself.
Hey, you can do whatever, you know. I ain't no problem because I don't bite my lip about letting anybody go and say what they want to say. Just being real.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just you know what I'm saying. The people, I you know, people sometimes need to be put in their place because they do things and they don't understand it. They don't understand what they doing, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes once you say sorry, it's already too late. You done did the damage. That shit don't always fix things. Sometimes you got to look at things and look at the whole scope of, you know what I'm saying, how this is going to affect somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's why we can never get ahead, like you said, and get those big checks because people don't think. They just go off of things, and you might say something funny, but, you know, sometimes you got to work in a professional, you know what I'm saying, element of things. You know what I'm saying? And I experienced a lot of that being in the military. Some things how I was raised and kicking it with my family and how I am in the streets, I can't operate like that in that capacity. And when what you doing and how we already looked at as black people and stuff like that, people can't operate in that capacity, and they got to be cognizant of what they do and what they say, because a lot of times they don't want to give us this shit anyway. And people just don't understand that. Like, what you say and what you do is powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like, with me being in the military, people hold me to a higher standard than they hold the average person. You know?
Good point.
Good report.
That's just one of those things. So I felt what Fat Albert was saying and how he did it. I don't have no problem with doing it, because sometimes you just got to call a person out, and they got to be what it be, and that person got to worry, because at the end of the day, sorry, it's already too late. You didn't already dug that hole.
No report, Drew.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Hold on 1 second. I got to cut here because Zeus is on here. I see his number come up. Zeus, your number's up. That man said he liked that Mustang. Oh. That I was.
Zeus back up here.
Zeus is up here.
I kept calling him.
215-6904. That's Zeus. Hey Zeus, your mic is open.
Oh,
shoot.
Zeus, your mic is open. That man says he wants that red Mustang you bringing.
Hey Zeus. He must be working on something.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to close his mic because a lot of noise. So just text him. Text him when he's ready to go, and I'll open his mic back.
Okay.
All right. Let me make sure I open my boy here. Open this mic up. 443-4219. Your mic is open, Mr. Jeff Rogers.
God damn, Joe. I've been on here for fucking 2 hours.
No, you ain't. Cut it out.
I think you're bullshit. I think you are racist. You want to turn a fucking radio? You want to turn my mic on because I'm white? Dirty bastard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just.
I'm going to say something by. I'm going to leave you alone.
I just want to get it straight for everybody on this radio show. Joe had never asked me for a nickel. He never asked me for one goddamn dollar. So I don't know where you're getting that from. You had to get some money from me. Because I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
Joe,
well,
I thought it out.
They really, Jeff, it's bad, man. But they think that, you know, I'm just, you know, you. I'll show it to you later. I'll show you that this little post thing. You'd be surprised. It's crazy.
No, I hear you.
It's crazy.
People
but that's
crazy.
How people are, man. They gotta be better than you or whatever, and they, I don't know. It's just stupid. You got to be the one to shine up,
right.
Act like you're all that, you know. And look down on somebody else. Look down like you did down on somebody. Well, I'm not ashamed to tell you. I did plenty of 2 and 3 jobs. And freaking ain't no big deal to me. I ain't never had to. When I knew I wanted something, I try to work and go get it. That's all to it. Many days couldn't go out there on Sundays, but it is what it is.
It's almost the end of January, so make sure I need to see your W-2 at the end of the year. Just make sure.
Hey, Joe, so you mean people watching? Hey, Joe, you mean tell me that people doing the pocket watching and W-2 watching now, too?
Yeah,
listen,
that's what they're doing.
The show, the last time when we did the show, when I did up there in Bud Creek, I mean, not Bud Creek, I'm sorry, Gallant, but where it was that Jeff had part of the show, whatever, and Jeff was the one to turn around and put the money up because they didn't have no money.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't got no lie about that. I'm telling you straight out.
With all these motherfuckers on here, I'm telling you right now, I ain't never borrowed a nickel from Joe, and he never borrowed a nickel from me.
And I think
Marcus Wongus is broke, so I wouldn't ask him for a goddamn dollar either. But
Hey, Joe, open Zeus. Hold on.
You said it,
but
you said it was right.
He just called.
Hold on, I'm over.
Hold it back up, Joe.
Okay, hold on
Joe,
one second. Let me
make sure. I need you back on here. Showing up, I need you back on here.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
Let me look for Zeus right quick. Oh, here we go. All
right, Zeus. All
right, 215-6904. Your mic is open.
I'm right here.
All right, Sean, go ahead and tell them what you want.
Small block, 1928. I'll do you $300,000 Friday night. Something to do.
Lock.
Good.
Huh?
I didn't want to get Zeus. Lock. Hesitate. Yes. Damn. He said that's a lock.
That's
a,
that's lock of mine. Small block. Small block night.
You know what, Sean?
He come on still glad.
Listen, sure enough, you're my man. That's the only reason I'm going with your pockets, me and you ain't got no problems. Lock.
That's a bet.
All right. Zeus, is that red Mustang that you sent me to send to him?
Yes, sir.
And sure enough, Kyle Mustang. Small blocks a piece on 28th on Nitrous. What time y'all want to do this? Friday night?
Whatever time we get there, we lock it up.
Goddamn, go back for your favorite word is lock. God damn, your favorite word is lock.
Jeez. Juice, my new hero.
He's a new hero.
Hey, Fred Albert.
Oh, hi, Fred Stallone. Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you think used the most lock? Him or Jason Gray?
Shit, no, I think Buck Gibson got the most. Him and 8-Ball.
No, I'm saying who you think is quick to say lock? Him or Jason?
Probably Zeus don't have. He's lock.
Jason Gray's favorite word too. Lock.
hey, Fat Alva.
Yo,
I got one better for you. Uh-oh. Just for the hell of it and something to do, I'll run 8-Ball Friday night. He got 1-1 for $100. Just for something to do.
Uh-oh. Rob Weave, I know you over here, Rob. Hey,
show enough. Been a bully, show enough.
Man, look, I'm just trying to race, man. Last year, once I got the car right, the car was working, the bitch broke. I'm trying to fuck y'all motherfuckers up, man, because next, dude, I'm taking 2023 off. I'm taking my wife's goddamn Hawaii. We're going to Bahamas, all this other shit. I ain't fucking with y'all 2023.
Hey, listen.
So I'm on y'all ass.
Listen, motherfucker. You better take a Hawaii first before you come fuck with us, because there ain't going to be no Hawaii after you get done with us, goddammit. I'm going to say that right now. So you want to go ahead and take a Hawaii, goddammit, give her fucking flies or candy, goddammit, get a nose done, a tail, and the goddamn nails done, every goddamn thing for Halloween, Christmas, and motherfucking New Year's. Because when we get done with you, there ain't going to be no more
listen
year.
Here, you big head, listen here, you big head Donatello-looking motherfucker. Listen here. We already going to Hawaii in April anyway for our anniversary, motherfucker. Now what?
Okay. But listen, send me the address. I'm going to send you some motherfucking flyers because goddamn, boy, it's going to be a bad day.
I'm just going to
talk to the sheik, and I'm going to, goddamn it, I'm going to send you a boatload of motherfucking flyers, goddamn it. How about that?
Man, use it for toilet paper, goddammit. You bring Bam Bam, because I got you locked in, and I'm going to fuck you up,
goddammit.
Hey, show
Bam,
listen.
Can I ask you a question?
Bam going to bust you all upside your motherfucking coconut head, boy.
Hey,
I'm telling you that right now.
Hold on. Listen to this.
Wait a minute. Let me get back. Hey,
stop, Hassan.
It's not even me, fella.
I said, hold on, let me. Okay, I'll take care of this. You on my line.
I'm saying that's not me.
When y'all gonna post the money up 2 weeks before the race? Zeus,
you say what?
2 weeks before the race, y'all post the money?
I'm good with that.
Zeus!
Man, Zeus done locked in too bad.
Yeah,
what are you
right,
talking
I'm
about?
Right here, I'm right here.
Go ahead, Hassan.
That wasn't even me talking. So I don't even know why you're
okay,
on that.
Hold on. Let's just finish up.
I didn't even hear what y'all saying. I'm sorry.
I say, hey,
oh, Fat Albert, you said, have 300,000. Post the money up 2 weeks
y'all,
ahead of time.
Y'all gonna post it up two weeks before the race. That's how y'all doing it.
Yeah, yeah, whenever he won, it don't matter. It
okay,
don't matter.
Okay, that's cool. I just want to make sure. That's cool. All right, go ahead.
Hey, what's up with you? And I mean, what's the race between if you and ODB gonna lock in this year? I mean, that's the race I want to see.
Man, listen, let me tell you right now. After I fuck Bam Bam up, ODB is not going out there. I promise you. I bet
damn,
everybody on this motherfucker 100 of y'all.
I got $100
for everybody that's on this line.
Yeah.
I got ODB will not race me none 2022.
Somebody got some background
noise.
Hey, listen. Hey, show enough hoes. All them $100 you talking about you got, just put it in the motherfucking pot when Bam Bam versus Luke Cage, whatever the fuck you call that motherfucker, just put it in the pot. That's all you gotta do. You ain't gotta spread it out.
Motherfucker, you ain't saying shit.
Motherfucker, you ain't gotta spread it out, motherfucker. I'm telling you right now. We're gonna have you run away from that motherfucker like Bonnie Rebel. With no shoes on.
Hey, show me the question.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
Dang me.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't ever meet you, but you got to catch him. You got to be around him and catch him in the
I'm
alley.
Going on mute, bro.
That's Drew Brown.
I muted it.
Oh.
I muted it.
Hey, look,
listen. Say open his mic, Joe.
You can catch ODB at Memorial Day weekend, or you can catch him at Fred Wizzy race. So you can catch his name.
Hey, I got one better for you. ODB come to VMP for William Brown, more than
I'm not coming to VMP.
I'm giving you a gift. If ODB come to William Brown, the Burt Jackson, more than race, he got the back tie.
Listen,
what the fuck is a back tie?
How about this? Hold on, watch this. Keep your fucking back tie. How about that? I'm not coming to Fred with you's event. I'm not coming to VMP. Also fucking trying to 300,000 lock it in right now. Don't talk me to fucking death. That's Sunday in my office.
Listen, it's not.
I'm going to Memorial Day weekend. It's ain't damn running CJ and OT Box. Lock the fuck in off the trailer. You pick a time, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. It's nothing else to talk about. Heads up. I'm coming off. Man, listen. I'm not going to VMP. Shut the fuck up. You ain't too much
fuck
shit.
No.
I'm coming off the
trailer.
Listen, I'm coming.
You
I know how you coming, son.
All in the video. Shut the fuck up.
I'm telling you how I'm coming. I'm coming all steel, all glass on 28. Lock the fuck in. 300,000 off the fucking trailer at 2 or 3 p.m. It's a lock on my end. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
For what event? How about Memorial Day weekend?
I'm not coming to North versus South. I got too much shit going on. I done said it too many times. My debut is Memorial Day. This is what I want you to do.
You said Memorial Day weekend. It's Sunday.
It's the Sunday. It's custom tees. They have the ass. I think it's the Memorial Day extravaganza.
After dark.
You can be my first ass crack in a 2022. Please.
All right. Hold on. Is that a custom tees or is that a Buzz Creek? Because you just said
Buzz Creek. And Fat Albert, I'm not the hold up. It's locked on my end. Just that simple.
God, fuck them up, Sheldon. I don't like them motherfuckers. Please.
Man, fuck it. Lock it in, goddammit. I said 300.
That's the fuck I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. That's right. Fuck them up. That's right. You weak them
bitches,
motherfuckers.
I promise you. Motherfucker, I bet 100. I got Bam Bam. How about that?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll cover
and
all
that.
Bat.
Hold up.
Listen.
Lock. You ain't got to keep talking about it. Lock.
So, Fed, you got this?
Yeah, I'm gonna
You can put the money up the same way I'm doing OG Bobby 2 weeks before. It's not a big ass fucking deal. I know you good for it because you're gonna pay me punk out anyway. It ain't gonna make me no fucking difference.
Hey, y'all, my motherfucking arch enemies. I don't give a fuck. Goddammit, I'll break my motherfucking hour again. The same motherfucking race.
Get that easy barbecue chicken money from him.
That's all I'm gonna do.
Hey, so ahead,
man, I'll write that.
Hey, it's
locked on my end. Track rules.
It's a lock on my end, goddamn it. Sunday, Bud Street, 300,000. Head off
the
motherfucking
trailer.
Oh, remember. And sure enough, hey, fuck Sweet and Low up too. Get them two. Run through the whole camp. Get them
please. Are you betting Marcus $100? You gonna gamble?
Man, I'm betting Marcus $100.
No, that's a
bet. At North versus South, me and Marcus $100. That motherfucker won't be on my motherfucking bumper.
Okay, hey, that's a bet. That's a bet. Ain't nothing to it. It's a bet, big dog.
Sick of them motherfuckers.
Hey, you're going to have a rude awakening. You're going to get a rude awakening. I'm taking that right there.
Marcus, don't tell it. Don't say nothing.
I ain't telling nothing.
Don't say nothing. Yeah, okay.
Let me tell you something. You weak. Capitalize weak with goddamn exclamation points and all that shit. You weak motherfuckers already complaining about my goddamn doors. Front end,
fuck
all that.
I'm not complaining. Hold,
you
hold,
think
hold,
I ain't
hold,
spending
hold,
no money
I'm
on my
not,
motherfucking
I'm,
motor?
Hold. I'm not complaining
fuck
about
fuck
nothing that you got. I could give a fuck what you have. I'm going to tell you straight up. Just look at the back of my fucking parachute. And I bet on that, too.
Ooh.
The same way you just bet with Bam Bam. And play with me.
Hey, you motherfuckers better be at North versus South with a stopwatch at the 8 mile, goddamn
it. Man, I don't listen, for what? You've never been fast, man. I'm gonna tell you right now. We're gonna leave first, all three races, and I can guarantee you, I know for a fact, at least two of them parachutes gonna be full. So what is it gonna be? And you're gonna be one of them. So what you saying? The only one that has you might not be pulled on might not be a CJ. The rest of y'all, the shoes fucking does. The fuck you think I'm worried about? And you can run it up.
Look,
how about that?
Hey, look. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all already know, goddamn it. No matter where we at, every time we on the same property, we running each other.
You
my
pay
y'all no, motherfucking
hey, you pay,
Batman
you pay, you pay a DP every time you
pay. Hey, Edwin. He paid
hey,
so
hey,
many
hey,
DPs.
Hey, Marcus.
His money
Marcus,
so good,
money
we
green,
got Marcus. You a Christmas. Your money green and
yes.
We got your Christmas present with your DP money, okay?
So if I cook, I tell you what, it's showing up. If I cook it in North versus South, you know what, I owe you a meal because you done paid us so much money, goddamn. I at least owe you a meal.
hey, but I'm about to get all that
thank
back,
you.
Motherfucker. I'm about to get all
hey,
that
up,
back. It ain't going to be last
all
year,
I'm
all
is,
this last minute shit.
Look.
None
all I'm saying is, when you see either one of them motherfuckers out front, just do yourself a favor and cut it off.
Just cut it off.
And sure enough, can you please get Sweet and Low too, please? You run through the whole camp.
Man, listen.
Man,
listen
he
now.
Not bringing Sweet and Low out. He ain't bringing Sweet and Low out this year.
He bet not.
He got to upgrade that week, bitch. He mad Bam Bam faster than Sweet and Low.
Hey, sure enough. Listen. When Sweet and Low do come out, just jump on it. That's all you gotta do. Just jump on it. Act like it's
Big
sweet.
Foot can get it. Tell a Big Foot can get it too. Fuck Big Foot.
Act like his foot small. Act like his foot small and step on it. Step on his foot. God damn it. That's what you do. Step on it.
I'm gonna knock your goddamn dick in the dirt. Fuck your foot. God damn it.
I tell you what. And listen, I don't even like to do the 4 or 5 months out racing. But I tell you what, you can get Bigfoot, ODB, and Sweet and Low for Memorial Day race, goddammit. Man, look, you run it up.
Damn.
Run it up. I'm sick of your mouth now, because now you make me mad. cut your mouth again.
Oh, I'm in your head. I'm living rent free.
Yeah. Your mouth's starting to get bad.
Don't let him bully you, man.
Hassan pumping you up like you got a battery in your back or something.
You know what I mean? What are you talking about?
So what I'm saying is, we're gonna give you what you think you want. ODB gonna kill you dead, and I'm gonna put the motherfucking nail in the goddamn casket and tombstone on top of it.
Oh, come on, show.
Hey, Mark. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Fat, I want you to listen real close to what I'm getting ready to tell you, right? If I let this motherfucker leave first, I'm still coming around him on the top side.
They go cut it off.
Ooh, this is disrespectful.
Hey, listen to this, right? I want you motherfuckers to use all these smartphones, iPhones, and shit y'all got. Google the fastest turbo, supercharger, nitrous, whatever the fuck you can find, stock block, small block for in the world, and you better add some time to that bitch. And if you can't run with them motherfuckers ready, don't come fucking with me.
Man, we don't worry about none of that shit.
Hold on 1 second. Let me try to open up these mics. They're still sitting in there. 516-2415. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe. What's happening? It's Andy. Just listen to the show.
Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
All right, good. Good. Yeah, I'm looking for a race myself. I got a little motor car on 28th, steel grass, and I'm looking for a race. And I know, sure enough, answered me back on the Facebook. I was wondering if he still wanted to do something with it. Sure enough, y'all.
Who that? Flex.
Yeah.
You said all glass or steel.
I'm not all, but I got my steel nose. I got glass windows. I got a little Lexan too, but, you know, the windshield. But, you know, I got a small block, one carburetor, a motor. You said you wanted to do something.
Hey, I'll be honest with you, man. I don't give a fuck about all that pot racing shit. All right, okay. So... I just locked another one in with Zeus, and I know on your post you were saying we'll get together for Saturday. I do something Saturday, but I can't put a number on it right now, and I can't put a time on it. But I will give you a race because I'm coming there to race nothing but North cars. I don't want to race nobody I can get all year round, you know what I'm saying, driving 3 or 4 hours away.
I got you.
So
you said Saturday you were doing the shakedown Saturday morning at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we can do something during the shakedown.
Yeah, during the daytime.
I'll set my luck off the trailer.
All right, we could do that. Tell me what time you want to be in the lanes.
Shit, 1 o'clock, good for me. We just got to come up on the number. I know y'all up north boys like to bet big money, man. And when I lock in a race, I already got like 5 locked in. When I lock in a race, I gamble based off of what I know I'm coming with myself. I do got a few motherfuckers coming with me. But I'm just telling you now, you know what I'm saying? I know shit like me and Zeus wanted to race for like $5,000. It may get there because I know motherfuckers that got more money than me coming with me. But, you know what I'm saying, I can only say that I'm bringing $1,000. You know what I mean?
Well, you call the shot. You tell me because I'm going to make a shakedown run at 1 o'clock on Saturday anyway. So you might as well be next to me and, you know, we'll throw a little money down. You tell me what you want to lock up for. I'm all good with it. I'm going to be anyway, so it don't matter. You tell me.
We can do that.
You want to do that?
I guarantee you a race. Yeah, that's a fact.
All right, just give me a minimum. Just tell me a minimum. You know, let's put a little DP up and get a minimum up. That's all.
We could do 300,000 because I know I'm coming with about. I ain't gonna say what I'm coming with, but 300,000 off the trailer, 1 p.m. Saturday. We can get busy.
All right, let's do that. Let's start that in. That's fine.
Fat Albert, you got that?
You got that, Fat Albert?
Where my secretary at? I know she on here because she write that down for me. That Flex is showing up. She going to cuss me out. That's Flex. I don't know the other guy. We said his name, Flex?
Yeah, Flex. That's Andy Harris. That's one of my idols. That's what I'm about to get on his ass.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Flex again showing up. 300,000 Saturday at 1 o'clock. Heads
yeah.
up, 8 Mile Pro 3.
Yes.
And
that's how you get all. Just talk. Back rules.
Huh?
Grudge rules. I mean, red light, lose it all. Grudge rules.
Yeah, red light, lose it all. Lose it all. Any other steps I need to know? Y'all, I don't even know the car. I know sure enough car. But, I mean,
I'm on Moda.
I
got a white Moda. That's it,
28.
Sure
enough, what you raise
there you go. You say what? No, yeah, I'm on gas. I'm spraying.
Yeah, but I'm there. Flex on Moda, I guess, though.
I'm on Moody, he's on spray.
And Flex on
Moody. I already told Flex, I already told him I got a stock block, small block Ford on 28s, nitrous. He coming on Moody on 28s, and that's the steps. Track rules, head up.
That's
all
it.
Right,
that's
1 o'clock. So, hold on. So, that's 1 o'clock. Flex going against showing up, heads up on 28s at 1 o'clock. What's it, 3 on 1,000? Track rules,
yeah.
Red light, use the whole pot. Can't use the whole pot.
Yep.
He all motor car. Showing up is spraying. Flex, is it locked?
Locked.
Showing up, is it locked?
Locked on my end.
Denfo is locked. On for Saturday.
Wow, that'd be good.
Hey, Joe, I don't lost count, but I
hey,
swear we're over 50 races right now, Joe.
Yeah,
I
really
believe that. We're over 50.
Over.
Hey, Flat. I'm gonna go ahead and give you roses now. You know they say they give people their roses once they die. I'm gonna go ahead and give you roses now.
I hear you. Should be, but I get inside. I'll take a race like that. I'll try it, man. I gotta try something. I'm gonna be down there anyway, so what the fuck? You gonna pay my gas?
There you go. Have some fun. There you go. That's
anybody
that's
else
want some? Right there.
I'm available. Anybody
have
else want some? After that, I'm available.
The man said, anybody else? He said he got open slots. Anybody else want some?
I said 1 o'clock. I'm looking to book 3:30. I'm looking to book 6 o'clock. I got a 3-4 o'clock opening and a 6 o'clock opening. So you can hit me up anytime. Just let me know.
All right, so I got to open up a couple of these mics. Let's see if anybody want, maybe they want something.
All right, I'll hang on. I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Hello. All right,
let's open up this mic.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a question,
yeah.
Joe?
Uh-huh.
You're going to be at North Bus Stop with your car, right?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, how come everybody's still locked you in?
I'm already locked in. That's what you don't know.
I never heard nobody say your name. I said Joe must be a bitch.
I'm locked in already. I'm locked in on 2 races.
And tell that voice back on you.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Secretary.
Fell out. In your voice, back on mute.
Back on mute. Okay,
hold on.
I'm about to take the Secretary out for dinner because she's such a good Secretary. I got to take her out to dinner.
All right. I'm a 757.
Oh, wait.
59.
Oh, go ahead, Joe.
5956. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? How are you everything week?
All right. I'm just sitting back listening to everybody bringing
okay,
action.
Okay. Huh?
I said, I see everybody bringing action. It's going to be a good event.
Yeah, seem pretty damn good. Yep, everybody seem like they're ready. You almost ready or what?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm finished. We just put the shocks and stuff on today, so I'm good.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Hey Joe, my secretary texted me and say, I hope I'm getting paid. Oh Lord, I gotta pay the secretary.
Oh, man.
I want it in all ones, too.
You will want it all
ones. When you pay me.
I'm not talking
that
about
sounds that. Like some stupid stuff.
Oh, my bad. Back on you. Back
that
on
sounds
you.
Like
back
some stupid stuff.
Hey, Long Island, you said it right. You said it right, Long Island.
That
doesn't
sound
right.
Like it.
Hey, remember, he was, the same one. Hey, he's the same one that was humping the iron board, so you can't put nothing past him. Back
yeah.
on mute.
Yeah, Damn.
Hey, Antoine, hold on, Antoine. That's me.
Hey,
Joe.
Hey, how's
that?
I
want to
know, why you throw Antoine out there like that, man? Now him and showing up locking. See what you done?
Hey, Fat Albert, I was waiting on it.
Fat Albert, that's what the man can do. But also, Joe know how I do. Joe know I bring action towards this event. Joe know what I do.
Hey, Roy, don't give that motherfucker no clout. Me and Antoine been talking about racing for fucking 3 years. Don't give that motherfucker no clout.
Hold on, I got to open up this mic right quick because I know that they don't get enough. It'd be bad. 336-9816, your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's going on, baby?
I can't call it. I see you brought my name up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to bring it out because certain things was said and certain things was, you know, and I don't believe in it. You know me, I don't give a damn. I'm just telling you how it is. Wrong is wrong and right is right.
My name, I ain't exempt for nothing. That's for sure.
You know. It's a shame when they got to do stuff like, but you know how they say. I'm just being real. Y'all got to be real about that. I know your mother or your father probably told you, anytime they're using your name, that means you're doing good. So don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Calling your name, you're doing good. That's status for you. That's all. I'll be real. Something you're doing right that they want to be known and be done. So it is what it is. Keep up the work. Keep on, come on out. Keep doing, bringing action. Whatever you're gonna do, that's all to it. But you having fun with it, so that's all to it. And I'm not gonna say this, but somebody tried to say that you gave them some juice. They put it in the freezer and it froze.
Yeah, I heard what Marcus said when he said that. He didn't put it in the freezer. That's why he asked me for two. That's why he told me to bring them two. But it froze.
Yeah. Then he was up there eating a damn salad with the damn service. What the hell is that?
Hell,
and didn't even make him a plate.
Hey, Joe,
he took the whole damn tray.
They ain't going to look back at me and Joe talking about, Albert, you want something? No, you go ahead and tell
yourself. Fat Albert, did he not put the whole spoon in his mouth?
Did he not put the whole spoon in his mouth? Yes, he did.
They're going to
turn
him I couldn't believe it. Look at him,
okay.
I thought he was going to fall down inside the tray when he was eating. Matter of fact, where's Jeff at? Jeff is on here. Jeff's girl had made the salad. I think it was called. It was a seafood salad she made.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what race, this is the race I want to see this year. I don't care where it happened at, but this is the race I would like to see here. Your car versus Lil Wonder.
It's happening.
Joe, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, Joe. Don't even say nothing.
What'd you
Hassan,
say, Joe?
Good report. Good report, Hassan.
What'd you say,
oh,
Joe?
Hey.
I want to see y'all get fucked up. That's why I say that.
This is what I want to see. I want to see again. And we can lock this one in for Memorial Day weekend. Both of the cars come with no dominators, no nothing, the same thing. Motherfucker, box. I want to see Cookie Monster and Lil Wayne one more time.
That's
right. We got to go ahead back out.
This is the funny part, Joe. Y'all not the hold up. Back on mute.
Hassan throwing bad mouth crew under the bus. Well, Hassan, I'll tell you what I'll do. 30 minutes after I run pressure, you got that race I said a while ago on Facebook. Y'all got the 1-1 and I had the money. How about that?
Ooh, wow.
Now, how about that? I ain't say an hour. I said 30 minutes later.
How about that? Well, before you face him to me, Joe was talking to you first, so why you didn't reply to him?
Man, me and Joe, listen. That race right there is nothing to have. That's nothing. Joe knows that. That ain't nothing.
Joe said
all is gonna happen. I tell you how we can fix it. Put the money up for us. If not, shut the hell up and sit back and be a keyboard racer.
Joe, he's talking to you, Joe. You don't want to ask me that question. He told you shut the hell up, Joe.
Hey, Joe, but this is the same guy. This is the same guy that posted a picture up with you and the Jerry Curl and the fake gold teeth last night, too.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it.
Hey, Joe. Joe, see how he does take the pressure off himself, Joe, and try to flip the script. No, we back on Lil Wonder.
It ain't no pressure on me, man. Ain't no
Joe
pressure
say,
on me.
Joe, are you going to lock in? Yes or no?
Listen, when the time comes, Joe already knows. It's nothing else to talk about.
If he already
we don't have to do
that.
We don't have to. Listen, listen,
hold on,
man.
Hold on. If Joe already knew what's going on, he went boy up on his show, so he don't know what's going on. Help him understand what's going on.
Well, tell you what, help us understand. Shut the fuck up and be a keyboard racer.
Joe, I'm going to help you out, Joe. So basically, Red Rock, he's scared. Next. Back on mute.
Hey, Hank Kwan.
Yo.
Hank Kwan. You got a lot of cars you trying to lock in for After Dark, hey?
I'm only locking my truck in. Why, what's up?
I mean, I want to run you with my small block car. I mean, we want to race you. It's Weeby.
Oh, hold tight. I'm going to get you before then. Hold tight.
Weeby, sit back.
I got a date, but just hold tight. I got to make sure I'm going to be there. I just ain't said nothing. I know the first official grudge race that I know I'm going to be at is going to be that one. But there's one that I got my eye on that I think I'm going to be at. And if I'm going to be there, I'm jumping dead on your ass. Just hold tight because I'm sick of you.
Uh-oh. I just trying to bring your action with my small block car, man.
Hassan?
Yeah.
Where Hassan at?
Over here.
Hassan?
Yeah.
I have a pinky and Phil off North versus South on Saturday.
Pinky Bird.
Motor. Pinky and Cookie Monster. Is up Motor Motor.
That'd be a good race for you, Joe. You and Dean racing, that'd be a good fucking race. That'd be a good race.
Hassan,
well,
you
need to find out. They did a little something. I make them go motor to motor. Let them go out there.
Well, Hassan, make it happen.
I got Dean number on my phone right now. Hold up.
Hey, Hassan, I got a question for you. How do all these races make sense to you? You don't know grudge math.
How come Joe said that he won Lil Wonder and you didn't respond to him?
I mean,
hold on one second. 201-9355, your mic is open. 201-9355, your mic is open. Is that Cliffy? I think that's Cliffy. 201-9355, your mic is open. All right, I'm going to click that mic out. Pretty sure that was Cliffy.
Hey, is Weeby Cooper on here?
Yeah, Weeby on here.
Hey, Weeby.
Yo.
Where's that big tire Corvette of y'all's at? What are you doing with that thing? Any yard on that?
Put radios on it. You want to do something?
I'm trying to do something.
What? You talking about a Glock?
Yeah.
I'll call you tomorrow and let you know.
All
right. Who the heck breathing like that? Somebody's breathing hard, boy.
Hey, we did.
Weeby.
You hear me, Weeby?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you and Sweet and Low
for that rematch, but this time it'd be head the fuck up because you remember you gave me something last time.
Hold on, hold on. Weeby never gave me nothing.
No, I can't beat him. I tried to get my hand beat.
Stop, Weeby. Stop it.
I like to see Weeby Cooper and Flex get it on.
Flex.
I ain't giving him nothing.
Huh? Hey, Weeby,
Weeby, you can't sit there with Smoke?
No, he said,
Cooper, will you come with a
smoke?
Yeah,
but
fact,
it ain't. You know what, hold on. Hassan, since you on here, I got a good race for you. Make it happen. Why can't we see Buckwheat versus Wallace Cash? Why can't we see that race? Make it happen.
Oh, shit. I think Wallace might be the holder. They're going to say something wrong with their car. It ain't ready.
But he's Antoine, bumping. He's bumping.
You know
he's bumping.
Antoine, you know their team. You know their teammate, Antoine. You know their teammate.
Hey, make it make sense, man.
What's going on?
I ain't hear none of that.
I'm a teammate with Joe, and we're looking for Lil Wonder. What's going on?
Lil Wonder and Joe is already locked in, Hassan. Where you been at?
Don't tell him that, Marcus. I just want him to feel stupid. I wouldn't even say nothing on it. I just want him to feel stupid.
Marcus, let me ask you a question. Weeby said that, well, he can't live there with you. I mean, what's going on with you and Weeby rematch? You give me a rematch?
Weeby and me had an understanding. He said if I beat him this last time, he was done fucking with us, and that's what he means. So that's what it means.
Oh, he's not fucking. Oh, my bad. He's not fucking with y'all. My bad.
He said if I beat him, if I got away this last time, he was accepting it for what it was. So hey, a man know when he had enough. Only a man know when he had enough.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Would you give Weeby that same race he gave you?
Why would I do that?
I mean, he gave you one. I mean, how do you want to see? Can you catch him? That's what I do want to see. Can you live there?
Hassan, listen. Why, like I said, why would I do that? First of all, you already know what I got, what I'm coming with, and, you know, compared to what Weeby got and what he coming with. You know what I mean? Like, it don't make sense, but that's the heart of a blood race that don't give a fuck about none of it, and we're going to race. But, you know, if Weeby won his rematch in 2022, I'm sure we can get together and make it happen. Ain't no problem.
Yeah. Good report. Who is Sweet Lowe looking for to come on? Who are you looking for?
You.
Nah, for real, who's Sweet Lowe looking for?
You. And then I'm going to put the deposit up. Put the deposit up this time. You. I just told you.
I got to talk to Marcus. There's something bugging me.
Sweet Lowe bust the car. He be ducking Zeus' car, that white car. That
man,
white
car.
Marcus. Yeah. Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
He ran. He went in the motherfucking bushes.
You ran? Come on, man.
I mean, you get the fuck going.
You must be in the gym.
Hey, Winky Cooper, you on Marlo or you on gas?
On gas.
Oh, okay.
Fall back. Weeby would gap your ass. Fall back. That's the juice you're talking to.
Hassan, my question to you is, in what year is Grocery Getter coming back?
This year. Hey, Weeby, give us a little spot, man. We're on motor.
I
I got too many races.
Who got the back? Somebody got something open in the back, big time.
A lot of people talking in the background.
All right, go ahead, Weeby. He asked you a question.
I got too much going on at North versus South. It has to be up at Sammy's race. I'm coming up to that.
Mm. Hey, Weeby, let me ask you a question. What's up with Mark Jackson keep calling you a car junk? What you got to say about that response? Because he's been on live saying that shit too much. What's your response?
I wish you shut the hell up because you wasn't
even on here the other week. Certain things don't even need to be discussed. The same way your weak ass fucking last week was a while ago.
Listen.
You wasn't on here the other week. Weeby done moved on. Let it be. You wasn't on here. I'm telling you.
I didn't know he moved on. My bad.
That's why I need you to get your fake-ass manager report together. God damn it, your data should have taught you better.
I was trying to get y'all fucked up, that's all.
Hey, you know why? You know why? Because he paid me punk out. And every time he's only won one race off of ODB. He's only won. He's done nothing but lost money off of ODB.
Trust me, on Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to get ODB fucked up. I guarantee that.
Well, I mean, pick your race. I got three lots, so pick your race. It ain't hard. I tell you what, put $100 in each race. That'll shut me up.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to figure out, you know what I can do? I can put Sam Cook on your motherfucking ass, Mouth.
I fucking dare you. He'll be my fourth fucking race. Lock the fuck in. Let's go.
Get Mother Blackwell.
Holy.
I would be remiss if he talk about Mother Blackwell.
Listen,
like
call him. I really wasn't going to do no more than two races.
Hey,
call him.
Top line. You better cut that
out. Hey, Joe.
You know what he said, Joe? He said, I would be remiss.
I told y'all that's just fun. That's just fun, man.
Hey, the reason why he said it because he know Mark Blackwell out there on the boat with no phone service getting crabs. That's why he's saying that.
Don't you know, you dumb motherfucker? I've already beat Sam Cook. Tell him go the fuck back out there, and I bet on the gas.
Hey, Twan,
you got Pro Stock, the objective reporter, and then his son Kenny, the rejected reporter.
Man, Albert, this is all your fault because you shouldn't have brought him on this damn show. This is all your fault, man, Albert.
Watch this. Now, ODB back out. What you got to say to Meat Loose Booty? Here we go.
I've already said, man, me and Meat talked today. He's already told me what was going on with the situation. That's none of your business. I'm not here to speak on that man or what the man told me today.
He told me what was going on
because I already said, fuck Loose Booty, but he told me what was going on. So I said, okay, I respect that. And I'm not going
to
go there.
Okay.
But me and him going
to
wrap the tape later on the season.
Hold on. You up there talking about you missed, and you forgot to tell him what Show Enough said about what he want to do to 8-Ball. $100 on Friday night.
Let me text Rob right now.
Yeah, Antoine, you heard that. He trying to put his ass in the pocket on the motherfucking pool table. Fuck the white ball. Don't even hit the white ball. Don't hit no numbers. You try to put that black ball right in the motherfucking hole.
Hold on.
And guess what?
Hold on, I'm texting him. Hold on.
Yeah, he's not. And make sure you text and say, "Show enough is not the hold up." Sick of y'all motherfuckers.
So let me ask Hassan, you really hate us that bad, Hassan. You really hate us that bad.
I hate y'all so much. I'm answering Fat Albert's question. What'd you say, Fat Albert?
You hate
my crew
that
bad. Man.
Don't even say that.
I hate those motherfuckers. Well, I tell you what, listen to me.
I remember we was at the beach. And Marcus was winning all that fucking money at the beach. And he said they counted all that shit out in front of me. And he gave me $20. So I said, there you go, bro. Fuck out of here.
I tell you what, Hassan. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you some real shit. Some real genuine shit, all right? The race that I really went overboard with is CJ. So what I'm telling you is right now, your best gamble is with CJ. I'm going to fuck Sean of Homes up. And I'm going to send him back fucking Virginia backwards.
Oh.
I'm going to fuck him
fuck
up.
Me
you
up.
Hear me?
If you go, hold away. If you're going to fuck me up, you talk about Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes.
That's right. That's what he said, Sean.
If
you're going to fuck
come
me
it.
Up, right?
Come
if you're going to fuck me
it.
Up. Hold on. Wait. If you're going to fuck me up, run me for $2,500. If you're going to fuck me up.
Listen. Hold. The pot will get there. Hold up, hold tight. The pot will get there. That's not an issue. I lock in my races for what I lock him in for. But what I will do, I will bet on the gap. Now, do you want to bet on that?
Man,
I'll bet 200 on the gap. There you go.
I got 200 on the gap, Twan. That's me and you.
Hey, Antoine. You know, like even though when it comes to racing, you know what I'm saying, we arch enemies. Me versus the whole Bad Mouth crew. We cool.
Yes, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we good people. But I'm telling you something good, man. Hey, the shit you about to go, I've been going that 2 years ago. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
God.
I ain't think I've been on your ass. Fuck that. Back 500 on the gap. Do that. Because I ain't locking no more races in for that weekend but you.
Fat Albert.
Hey, it's a lock.
I bet 500 you don't get me. You just said bet on the gap. I'm betting 500 you don't get me.
Let's get this clarified. I want the easy money.
Go ahead, Fat Albert.
Hold on. Whoever gets gapped, the other person owes 500. That's on both.
Basically, yeah.
Zeus gap you. Antoine, you owe him 500. If Antoine gaps right. you while showing up, you owe him 500. Let's do it that way.
I bet that.
If it ain't no gap, nobody get paid.
I'm good
that
with it.
That sounds fair.
Hey, excuse me. Mike Dean was talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. And Mike Dean said he's not gonna run you on no motor, Joe. But he said you got the back paddle if you wanna lock him in.
Nah, I can't do it. Phil ain't that fast, man. Phil ain't got the best of that.
Yeah, because he said your car runs. So he said.
No, not me, my son's car. Not me, my son's truck. The one that got beat by, what's his name? Little Wonder.
But he said he's not going to motor no more.
My son's truck against him.
Your son on nitrous?
Not my car, my son's car, my son's truck.
Your son's truck got nitrous on it?
Oh, it's a motor.
Okay, but Mike Dean said he's running on all nitrous. He ain't doing no motor.
Oh, we can't run. I can't run. Yeah, I know my can't run that, so I can't get that up.
All right, then.
Then the objective ejected Grunt's talker that I am. Hassan, get the fucking back straight and know what you're talking when you see that card.
I was just on the phone, Mike Dean said, ODB, Antoine can get the two. I'm going to tell you that,
listen,
too.
Listen, man. I got my three races.
I got my three races.
Do it that way. Whoever gets gapped, the other person owes 500.
Mm-hmm. I'm
That's
good with that.
Hey. Okay, let's do it that way. Hey, look, Burt Jackson Memorial Race is Saturday. I was going there. That's my motherfucking family race. I ain't even going to run. I'm going to go. But I ain't even going to race just to fuck you up, Antoine. I don't want no excuses this year. None.
Wow.
Hey,
so you saying Saturday, you just
going to
spectate and save it for Sunday.
I'm spectating Saturday.
Hey, Fat Albert. When he see that green, Lewis, purple fucking S10 come out, he can do the same thing. He just going to pay Punk out and sit in the fucking bleachers.
Good gracious. Wow. Showed up,
I love you, baby boy. I love you, baby boy. But I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to fuck you up. Because I'm sick of your ass.
Antoine, don't forget he's going to drop that little acorn head and just shake it. And just shake it like a dog with his tongue out.
I still got that pistol bar. Go ahead, Fat Albert.
Man, you're writing a lot of checks.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, Fat Albert, let me tell you this. I'm going to ask you this. Every time I wrote a check, when I was back up, how many of them did I cash?
You cashed right many of them. I think you cashed all of them.
The only one I really didn't cash was when Dave got me. But I'm telling you what, I'm back. That's all I got to say. I'm back.
Come on, Marcus.
I appreciate you, Marcus, counting all that money in front of my face at Colonial Beach last year, and then you gonna give me $20 talking about a good looking, walked away.
Hey, motherfucker, I didn't have to give you that, you ugly motherfucker, you. At least I goddamn gave you something to get you, buy you some boy pussy, motherfucker.
Fuck this. Hey, guess what? I went and bought me some ribs and something to drink. I appreciate that, Mark. I was full.
So you can't say I'm going to pay for you now.
We can do all that money, Mark, because that rubber band couldn't even hold all that. Man,
did that rubber band pop? Listen, man, we went on vacation out there. I told you that.
I remember, because you put two rubber bands on there, both of them bitches popped. Marcus said, God damn,
we went on vacation, man. That's what we do.
Hey, Marcus, we're not going to, DMV ain't going to let you keep coming in and cleaning us up like that. We ain't going to let that shit happen.
The thing about it, we sat back and we stoked shit out on how we going to do it. We said we're going to ride this motherfucker tonight. We're going to let that one goddamn think he goddamn ready to go, and we're going to get him right after. And that one right there, but shit, that one ain't even going to go out there after we fuck the first two up. So that's how we do it.
This is the sad part, though, Marcus. This is the sad part. I battled against you the whole time we was out there. I went broke. And you gave me $20. You saved me.
Hey, Antoine, hold on. I got a text, and I'm going to read it verbatim. So it says, so did Antoine cash that check he wrote for me? Uh-oh.
Hey,
who is that?
Hold on, shut the fuck up. Who is that? Would you shut the fuck up, you retarded looking ape? God damn,
that is not me, God damn.
If you don't shut the fuck up, you llama bean head bitch. Shut up.
You fucking crazy. Who said it,
Fat Albert?
Marcus,
I know what it is.
Marcus is
Phil. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Phil,
I'm on here. Who that? Who that call?
It's Phil, Cookie Monster.
What's up, Phil?
What's up, Marcus? Marcus, let me get the break of the ties of the quarter, Memorial Day weekend.
Huh?
Let me get the break of the ties, Memorial Day weekend. Let me get one more try, a little wonder.
You want the break?
Yeah, the break of the ties.
What's that? What's break of ties? What's that, Phil? Hey, Phil, what's the break? What's the break of ties, Phil?
I just want to start the race.
Huh?
I just want to start the race.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, and you're listening good, right? So, look, I would have gave you something, but I don't know about that break, because how you broke out there on my brother's ass, goddamn, that last time, old Cookie Monster, shout out that boy. And you, I don't know what you did. I think you tried to spread, and that bitch got sideways, and you come out of it, and that's how we beat you. I think we need a break.
No spray on it.
Huh?
It's all motor. Ain't no spray on it.
I think we need a break. I mean, you broke out there on our motherfucking ass. I said, oh, man, we fucked up. I turned around and started paying the man. The man said, no, the race ain't over with. Phil didn't cut the motor off. I said, oh, shit, we got lucky.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Hey, don't fall for that trick bag. That's trick bag talk right there.
Sorry,
hey,
shut the fuck up. But listen, hey Phil, look, I tell you what, if everything is everything, we'll do a head up motherfucking gamble race for Memorial Day weekend, and we have some fun. Cause I want some more of them collard greens and them neck bones and them motherfucking that rice. I want some more of that shit. I like how old Joe goddamn cooked that shit, right? But this time, Joe, I want you to have them gold teeth in your mouth like I saw put on Facebook that picture of you. Well, we'll get together, man. We're definitely, I don't know, man. You know how we normally do it. Shit, you already know how we do it. It always start off 1,000 or whatever. So you know what I mean. That's what we'll do.
So what did you say? 500 or 1,000 is better?
No. I said always start off 1,000 or whatever. That's what it normally start off 1,000 or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Start the same way. $5 deposit. $1,000.
The deposit is $1,000 or whatever.
The deposit on it. I want to lock it in.
Well, like I said, we could do that. You know, it ain't never been no problem with us. We do that when it get a little closer. You know what I mean? Right now, the truck still ain't got no oil pressure just yet.
I want to lock in.
Well, all right. Listen. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to tap you on your shoulder when I'm ready to lock it in. I don't do a whole lot of locking in when I ain't got no oil pressure. I'm just going to keep you 100. But that ain't never been no problem.
Okay, I see you scared.
Hey,
it's all
right. Hey, listen, guess what? I'm so scared I don't even go out at Halloween. That's how scared I am.
Why, because the cookie might have come out on Halloween?
Hey, but look, I ate a lot of them motherfucking cookies that night, though. I'm going to tell you the truth. Chocolate chip. Oh, listen. Chocolate chip, raisin bread, oatmeal, goddamn. I think I even had some cinnamon cake goddamn cookies or whatever.
Hey, Mark, did you have some milk? You kind of milk here, the whole milk?
Excuse me. I had goat milk. I had goat milk, goddammit. Joe brought that too. You know what I mean? But no, we'll get it. We definitely gonna get it in. Now I didn't think that Cookie Monster wanted any more smoke for real. I mean, until her sign started talking to Pop and Slick, and then, you know, somebody came out of the background.
On
the
29th.
Hey Mark, when the last time you talked to the Sheik?
Listen, hey Joe, Fat Albert, I was thinking about calling the Sheik tonight and letting him know we're going to come visit him to Hawaii.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
The 29th or what?
So, huh?
You want D's on the 29th?
Do I want these?
Yeah, these nuts on the 29th.
Hey, I don't know about nuts. But what I'm saying is, we're gonna fuck you up anytime we do go out there. I can promise you that. Hey, Joe, don't be choking on no goddamn collard greens back there, man. Don't be choking on no collard greens. I hear you. I hear you back there. I hear you. You know? But, hey. Hey, Phil, when we go, we're going to get busy. Hey, Fat Albert, I keep the sheik on speed dial. Only for special occasions, though, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm
only for special occasions.
Who is that, what's going on with that G-body that beat ODB? What's the name?
Here he go. Who you
that
talking about, Hassan?
That G-body that got ODB. What's his name?
Who? James?
Yeah, that G-body that beat y'all. What's the name of him? What's his name?
Damn, Mr. Mayhem.
Is that a rematch?
That's Antoine. He the owner.
Antoine, no more smoke with that G-body. That G-body ride. Leave that motherfucker alone.
Yeah, all you got to do is ask Antoine.
It's a real world marker. Whenever, listen, Mark, I'll tell you this right now. Whenever this race happens, if y'all lock him back in, I lock in 500 with you, Marcus. Listen, not send it straight out of turn.
Nah,
that,
I don't want nothing.
Nova, y'all run that Nova that ODB blew up on.
He won't
like
go back
Nova.
Out there.
That
man, that Nova ain't going
there.
Back out there, man.
I dare him to go back out there.
Oh, shit. What's his name? That Nova run. That motherfucker ain't slow. But Antoine, I'm gonna get
well,
that G back.
Since you think so much, I'm gonna get that G back on your ass. What?
The same one that got you. I'm gonna get him on.
Well, why are you saying? Hold on. You say you could get him on my ass. He's on the phone now. So what are you saying?
No, he's not.
Yes, he's on here. He was just on here a while ago.
What's his name? Get him back on here, man.
Hey, Antoine.
Yo.
That be your first grudge race this year.
Who's this?
Your motherfucking daddy, motherfucker. Who do you think you're talking to? Could I be your first grudge race this year? Yes or no?
Ain't you my first grudge race? I got you locked in the MR.
That ain't your first grudge race. You
that
talking
is
about
my first grudge race.
You talking to Weeby telling him you're going to get him before then.
Yes, there's another date. Man, every time I throw a date out there, your behind ain't ready. If you ready that date, then I'm ready, and I'm going to be out there. Sure,
I'm
I don't
ready
mind
now,
putting your weight back. I don't care when you're ready. You're going to wait on my time. You don't pay me DP. You waiting on me.
Who is that, Antoine? Who is that?
Who that?
Showing up, girl.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who?
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, Antoine, you know his new name? His new name is Mr. Crunch. Because when we get done with that hit motherfucker, we're going to crush that motherfucker's taco head he got. That bitch got
Marcus,
taco
who
head.
Is that, Marcus? Who is that?
That's Mr. Crunch,
who is that?
Man. Mr. Crunch.
Who is it? Who is that? What's your name, man? Who is it?
They call him Show Enough Homes. When we get done with him, that motherfucker will be looking for a home.
Hey, I bet you one thing. I bet you your brother, whoever he is to you, Oscar, I bet you Travis will fuck him up with that promo mouth.
Wait, slow down.
I would get Oscar fucked up by
Travis. How about that? Man, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck
yeah,
out
you
of here.
Yeah, you got turbo, bitch.
Try me won't run my Mustang. That motherfucker talking huh? about some, we was locked in before and he wants some money before we run.
Hey,
won't, try me won't run my Mustang.
Oh,
try
shit.
Me won't.
Oh,
man, look, Hassan, go sit your retarded ass in the corner somewhere. Grown man talking. All right?
Well,
Why try me? Why
come
try me one more time? No,
the motherfucker
talking about listen, y'all, no piggy will run you.
Hey, Fat Al.
Hey, look, hold on, wait. Hey, Hassan, you ain't no type of facilitator. Sit your ass
listen,
down.
Man, I'll
try
get
me,
you
ain't got to worry about
no,
don't worry about
I'll
the turbo car I got. Worry about my nitrous car, goddamn. The turbo car ain't got oil pressure. Worry about the nitrous car.
Let me go and get Lance on your ass. I'm sick of you.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Get
Grocery Get on my ass. November 26th. November 26th. Grocery Get got everything in drag racing.
You got turbo. Hey, he got turbo, but scared of another turbo. He's scared of no piggy, and he's scared of try me. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you dumb motherfucker. No piggy ain't even a turbo. Stupid.
Hey, Hassan.
You got everything. You said you like the back tire, the brake, and the
car. Hey, look. Hold on. I put blood bath for you then, Mouse. How about that?
How the fuck? You going to put blood bath for me? Call blood bath right now and put them on me. You stupid motherfucker. That's my teammate.
That's not for my Facebook.
You dummy.
That's not for no Facebook. All I got to do is inbox. Do you want some smoke with blood bath?
Yeah, I will. Hey, call Bloodbath right now. I got 500. He won't lock me in. You stupid dummy. That's my teammate, you dumb motherfucker. Get Grocery Get out of North Berkshire. Get Grocery Get out of North
Berkshire.
Hassan. Get Grocery Get out of North Berkshire. You got everything in drug racing for a pair of sneakers. I'll buy you a pair of Jordans if y'all beat me, motherfucker.
You know one thing about Sean up home? Him and Austin, they friends with people that's faster than them. That's crazy.
Wow.
How are we friends with people that's faster than us when he helps me with my program?
Hassan, he said you got everything in drag race for a pair of sneakers.
Man, I'll climb. I'll climb.
Hold on. It's not even ready by you. You said November, correct? Isn't that what you said, Sean?
Would I say what?
What day did you tell Hassan?
I said North versus South. That motherfucker got everything. That motherfucker got everything in drug racing the rest of life. As long as I got air in my back.
God damn.
Hey, you drug racing. With anything he come with.
Grocery Getter will fuck your car up.
Hey.
Now, how about
that, Mo? Hey, Antoine. How Grocery Getter sitting right now?
I'm making it so nice for you. We would come to your backyard and fuck you up when Grocery Getter come out this year.
Hey, look, man. First of all, I don't even want to race with you put a bottle bracket in that bitch. Stop putting the bottle in the back seat.
Fact.
That bottle is going to paint your two-tone color car.
My car ain't in two colors, you stupid motherfucker.
It is.
You late. I ain't ran my car since August. You late. You don't know what my car look like.
Yo, you still got that white ass hood on there? You still got that white hood?
Hey, look, don't worry about if I still got the white hood up there. You still got everything in drag racing for the rest of my life. As long as I'm living, you got everything in drag racing for your money.
Okay, I make sure I let the owner know that. Yeah, we got everything in drag racing from showing up home. Don't backstep when we come out, okay? Don't moonwalk or nothing.
Hey, don't you talk without your goddamn tongue being glued to the top of your mouth. How about that?
That's why you got LeBron James shape up, motherfucker.
Man, this man
showing up like, I was on your side at first, but now I'm going to get ODB. Hey, Antoine, fuck him up, Antoine. Fuck this shit.
Hey, you a thot, man. You know that? You a thot. That's all you is.
I'm going with the enemy. Fuck that shit. I was going to stand behind your car when you ran and bet the money on you. Now I ain't going to hype you up no more. Fuck that shit.
You doing a lot of flip-flopping.
Joe, I done hyped him up for an ass-whooping.
It's in his blood.
It's in his blood. Hey, Fat Albert.
Fuck that, Fat Albert. Hell, fuck no. You with him. Because you fucking bad energy. Fuck that. You ain't coming to fuck over here. Hell no.
Hey, Antoine. Hey, what Grocery Getter look like right now?
four flat tires with faded paint jobs.
That bitch ain't got a bottom bracket in.
I bet you won't tell PD that.
They got the battery sitting in the wagon, the back, the hatch. They ain't got no straps down in that motherfucker. Hassan, go somewhere, man.
That's why you're calling like an Uber car. Shut the fuck up.
Motherfucker, I'm a professional. You can't afford my nicest bottles.
Professional, nothing. We seen that. We seen your shakedown and you blowing shit up, breaking shit. That shit's some garbage. That bitch can't make it to a 3:30 without breaking.
Hey, man, somebody call Davina. Damn. Get him off of here.
That was cold.
TJ, damn, man. Damn, show enough. You going to do a low blow like that? Damn, man. Hey,
show enough. He on the phone with Davina, man.
Hey, Hassan, tell him that was a low blow.
Oh, that is right. That is Davina's man. Oh. Fat Albert,
yeah,
your mic
back,
is open.
I'm back on mute, Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, your mic is all open.
Bro, let me explain something.
Hey, you're the
fat
man.
Out.
Hey, you stole Hassan's girl.
Fat Albert, the man said he ready for Davina.
Explain to Antoine, what's the deal here? What you say?
He took your woman.
When you call me, what you tell me?
Man, that's what it is. He took your woman.
I said, man, me and Davina is cool. Don't let them guys get you all uproar over some shit.
Hey, but Fat Albert, how you gonna take the man, girl, and have him on the phone?
Hey, Antoine.
And take her out to dinner.
Oh, man.
Hey, first of all, I might pay that shit no mind.
You missed the bowler then. That means you missed the Benson. That's what it is.
Hey, Joe.
You the motherfucking Janet.
Hey, Joe.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
The man trying to say you the cleanup man now.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Hassan.
Yeah.
Hassan. I got a question for you. You watch Wildin' Out on TV?
Yeah.
You ever heard of the confessions or the shit when they on trial and shit?
Yeah.
Plead the fifth. All
right, so I got a question for you. Is it true that you sent Davina a screenshot of you holding your pipe with all 20 teeth in your mouth? True.
Hey, come on, bro. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Just
tell
him, man. You're on a whole blog show. Hey, Antoine, the man, what'd you send it to him, man?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
What did you do? I missed that.
You know what that motherfucker did.
Hey, Hassan. Hassan, why you tease, man? You only got 20 teeth. What the hell are you teasing for?
Hey, why you like a motherfucking Geico lizard? Why you like a fucking Geico lizard that be on the commercials and shit? With the big ass eyes and low ass head. With the big ass eyes and low ass head. You like that Geico lizard. That nigga got number lips. That nigga got number lips. Hey, fed up. That nigga got number lips and eyes. We look at show enough homes, we got number lips and eyes. That motherfucker like the guy called
him. Hey, Fat Albert, you know he's going to go live after we got this phone call, right? You know he's going live, right? Hassan's going live after we got this phone. Hassan's going
Fat
live after we got this phone.
You're going a lot of high in here. You can't hear Fat Albert?
Hey, Hassan, why your bottom lip like a Virginia Red Hot Sockets?
Why your bottom lip touch your nose when you talk? Hey, I swear to God, showing up. If I didn't know no better, I swear to God, I think you play a saxophone.
Hey, why your left foot 2 inches bigger? Why your left foot is too much bigger than your right foot?
It just looked like you was like the blowing things when I look at you.
Hold on, time out.
Hold on, Hassan. You can't sit there and tell another man that he can blow on something.
No, I said it just looked like it.
TJ, hold on, wait. TJ, I just got out of Facebook jail fucking with this motherfucker here. I was in Facebook jail fucking with him.
Oh, no. Y'all got a lot going
this
on.
This motherfucker
man.
Talking
on,
about
on,
I walk
man.
Like my booty hole wide open.
Oh, CJ. Watch this. CJ, you just came on here. He was just talking about he'll fuck push up.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Me and Prince.
Yeah, before you came on here, show them home. Shut your skin ass up. Show them. He was like, fuck pressure. Pressure better not be at North versus South. I'll fuck pressure up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
but
DJ,
look, we, the thing about it is, huh? We locked in, so who next?
That's right.
Hey,
that's what DJ, I'm talking about. How long we been locked in for?
Before he thought about drag racing?
No, hold on. It ain't about y'all being locked in. The man said he gonna gap you, though.
Okay. The man, he know how
he
to gap
help.
Like he
talks. Hey, CJ, he need help. Girls, you get it on four flats.
Yeah. I just got
girls,
on
Girls, you get it on four flats with no oil pressure and no battery voltage. They got an AutoZone battery in that bitch.
Dang, man said the night is about to
the motherfucker, you got military donations and you still can't get down the track. Help me understand that shit. Let's make a lot of sense out of nonsense.
Hey, Hassan, I bet you I can get to your 89 before
you
can get to the 60 foot.
How the fuck you in the military, Joe Biden paying your lizard looking ass, and you can't get down the motherfucking track? Let's help me understand this shit.
He gives you
a stimulus check, but he gives the United States a stimulus check. You can't get down the motherfucking track. I'm trying to understand this shit.
Hey, Hassan, the only time I don't get on the track is if I let you touch my computer.
Listen, you get your stimulus check from your boss, Joe Biden, and you still can't get out of the track. Back on mute. I'll wait.
Where you get your check from? Hassan, where you get your check from, Hassan?
Social Security.
Showing up, you got a question mark. You got to answer that. Back on mute.
Hassan, where you get your check from?
Fat Albert, ring the bell.
Fat Albert. I said, man, where you get your check from, Fat Albert? He gave him Joe Biden.
Y'all is crazy, man. Y'all is crazy.
Hassan, you get Joe Biden too, man.
Hey, man. I know somebody who left foot bigger than they right
you
foot.
You get the first and the third or the 14th and the 30th?
Listen, you ain't going to get shut up out this shit. I'm trying to figure out. You get all this money and you can't get down the motherfucking track. So I hope they don't have you fixing no motherfucking army tanks and none of that shit, because they're going to get across the field during the war battle and shit. They're going to be all
hey,
fucked up.
I hope you ain't fixing that tank.
Are you working that tank? I bet you them tanks is not going to run across that motherfucking war field. Fucking with you.
This motherfucker retarded, man. That's on me, Mr. Michael, Tom. That's somebody else talk. Bring somebody else on, Joe. Hey, Joe, bring somebody else on.
Hey, listen, y'all tell that man to mute his damn mic. You know damn well he's going live 2 minutes after he got this motherfucking phone.
I got all the mics open, so anybody wants to come on, they can come on.
Hey, I'm weak, though, man. I'm mad he said the tanks can't get close to Woodfield fucking with me.
You think about that race yet?
What race?
The one you're talking about on Pop Live.
Whoa, what?
The one we talked about on Pop Lab, you know.
Nah, I ain't thought about it yet. I got sleep on it. I got marinate my chicken with it.
But that's what said something about that one check that you had wrote that didn't cash. She said it bounced.
It didn't bounce, but
Antoine, get that check. That's
say hi to your mommy, Antoine.
Oh, Lord. I hear you. We'll see.
Say hi, mommy.
Hassan, she not talking. Hassan, they not talking to you now, all right? You jumped in for 5 hours talking about his
Matter of fact, Hassan, just go stand and face the corner.
Shut the fuck up. You fucked up. You're trying to lock you in. You answer when spoken to.
Hey,
hey,
I'm already locked in with
you. Hey, Antoine.
So what are you talking?
Hey, Antoine.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to lie, man. If a son bet on me versus you, I'm paying the punk out.
Let me tell you right now.
No, don't use me to pay punk out. You're going to pay punk out anyway. You're going to pay punk out anyway. Don't try to use that as an excuse to try to go live and say, I pay punk out because he will. Fuck that shit. You're going to pay punk out anyway. You might as well go ahead and send that motherfucker punk out money now.
Hey, Hassan.
Oh, man, I'm crying real deep, man.
Hassan.
What's up?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How many times you going to pay punk out this year?
Who is this talking? It's like Joe telling me this.
Does it really matter?
What's the motherfucker base of your voice? Who is this?
Does it really matter?
Man, you can't talk spoke me on this phone, man. That shit give me the creeps. What the fuck? Who is this?
Are you logging ready?
Man, you sound you on the microphone by singing me a song. Who the fuck is this?
Are you locking ready?
I don't even know who the fuck this is. I know that's not who I think that is.
Yeah, that's somebody hiding behind the bush. You hear that, Antoine? Hiding behind the bush.
I know who it is. You don't know who it is.
I'm not hiding.
You don't know.
Bush.
You, hey.
And the crazy part is, that's CJ.
I'm right here.
That ain't CJ. You should know who it is. As much shit as you talk, you should know who it is. Now I'm back on you.
Now I don't know who it is. They didn't tell me their name. I mean, it's Red Rock.
You the man is. Are you locked in ready?
Well, you say your name is Red, then it's Red Rock.
Hey, Mr. Sir, how you coming on this race? Would you run him on motor or would you run him on spray?
I'm bringing an everyday car with air conditioning.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you weak motherfucker. You bring an everyday car versus air conditioning versus me, I'll fuck you up.
How
Man,
much
listen,
you had to
they
drink,
got
sir?
Two.
How much you had to drink, sir?
Too much.
They got an everyday car. They got two everyday cars going to be at Galat fucking show enough.
This
hey,
is for
hey,
Hassan. Sure,
hey, Antoine. That motherfucker said, how much
yeah.
you have to drink, sir?
I know who that is. I'm surprised Hassan ain't called on to who it is.
If I find out who it is, if I find out who it is, I'm on their ass.
Hey,
well,
the stupid motherfucker up here don't know who it is. It's Hassan, dumbass.
It's Hassan, dumbass.
Listen,
he talks to the motherfucker. How dumb is that?
Hey, this dumbass
don't even know what's going on. Are you talking about Mark Jackson? Mark ass.
Hey, Hassan.
No,
yeah,
sir.
Hassan.
I'm Mark Jackson. No, sir.
Hey, Hassan. Hassan, I give you $50 right now if you can tell me which 12 times 11.
Put the bottle down, sir, and let him lock me in.
Hey, you hear this motherfucker? This is only 144.
I'm drunk right now.
Hassan, you drunk off cough, sir?
12 times 11 is 144.
Nah, I ain't locked in ready.
Well, you need to close your mic. Now I'm back.
Hold on. Excuse me, sir. But didn't you sponsor him in that 2-car shootout?
Nah. I tried to give you the head and clear.
Hassan, you
got
to put that money up.
Oh, well, I put my money up tomorrow. Why the fuck was on the live show, Punk Out Joe show, and I still got the recording that, what's your cash out, Joe? I'm going to send you $50. I'm back on mute. $50 for what?
Nobody talking to you, lizard.
Nobody talking to me. I'm talking to you, motherfucker. It's 12 times 12.
Matter of fact, this is what I do. This is what I do for you then, showing up because your mouth bad. I bet you 100 that your car don't go on the track.
That's a lot.
That your car, when you run Antoine, is your car going to go on the track?
Man, you crazy as fuck.
He said that's a lot.
I ain't even going to bet you.
I don't give a fuck. Hold. Let me make the steps. If you hit tires, you lose. If you brake, you lose.
Hassan.
I'm making a step. I'm trying to bet some money. Let me bet. Can I bet my money, please? Or you ain't trying to bet?
No, because I'm trying to tell you. One, you ain't got no money to bet. Two, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Y'all just used this as a fucking excuse. That's the same thing Antoine said when I locked him in when I went to the beach. Stop using that same fucking Antoine line. And I'm at the track. I'm trying to get money in. So you want to lock me in?
Hassan, whatever the fuck your last name is. Hassan.
Your car is not making it on the track. Fed Albert, send me your cash. Show these motherfuckers I'm not bluffing. I'm not trying to hear that shit. Fed Albert, send me your cash out money. Send me your cash out. I'm gonna send you $100, and I'm betting that when he runs Antoine, his car gonna go on the track.
Hassan, you heard me? I'm trying to say you face here, right? If after what I say, if you still won't lock that money in. We got to send that tonight, okay? I'll send 200, whatever the fuck you want to send. We'll send that tonight, okay? Listen to me. I know how to work a computer. I know you don't know what a computer is, but if I want my car to go down the track, it's going to go down the track. So that shit there, I ain't even going to take your money unless you really, really, really want me to take it.
Okay, now.
Hello.
Are y'all finished talking to? Y'all finished talking to somebody that's not racing? That's crazy.
I'm trying to tell you, man. But the motherfucker up here, he entertains. You know what I'm saying? What else
Hassan,
can we do? He up here, he making noise.
I ain't about to respond to you. You're not saying your name, huh? So I'm not gonna sit there and respond to you. So that's why I make noise.
My name is Question Mark.
So let me ask you a question. So Fred Arbor.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So this is the bet. I ain't worried about no showing up home because he can't even work the military computer. So I'm not worried about that motherfucker. Like I said, I want to lock in 100 that motherfucker car do not go on the track. Listen, this is the steps though. The steps is if he hit tires, he lose the money. Let me see the step. What did I just say, Fab? I'm going to send the money tonight, Fab. I'm using my – this is my steps, though. If you want to go on my steps, it's a lock. If you want to go on my steps, it's not a lock. I'm talking to you, Fed Albert, and I'm ignoring everybody else because I got the money and I'm DP ready. Listen to what I'm saying, Fed Albert. If he hit ties against Antoine, he lose. You hear me?
Okay. Uh-huh.
If his car cut off or break, he lose. If he hit the gas and his car like he want to get away from him, before the 3:30, he lose. That's the stiff.
Hey, Hassan.
That's the motherfucking stiff.
Hey, Hassan.
Is it a lock?
Hassan.
Is it a lock?
That's
it.
Hassan. The only way that's a lock is if we can send that money.
Oh, my God.
Tonight.
What the fuck did I say, man? Oh, my God.
Hassan. Hey, Hassan, did you lie
to
EJ?
I'm not the hold up.
Hassan, did you lock E.L. Jones in tonight, today?
Hold up, Mel.
That's not what he said. He wanted you to lock in tonight. You drive, he drives, 2-on-5. Did you lock that in? Well, E.L. Jones, you know who the fuck I'm talking about.
No. We bring the car. We do something.
Why are you doing? Hold up. Why are you saying when we bring the car? I mean, you trying to get everybody else to lock races in with no oil pressure and all that other extra shit.
Lock the man
you
in.
Got tweet the low out. You don't got tweeting low out, so why are you saying something?
Hassan, listen.
I just tried to lock him in myself.
See? Now somebody just who that CJ?
You nobody.
Who that CJ?
No.
Who is it?
You don't even know who it is, Marcus. Exactly. You know
who is it?
I'm trying to figure out who it is.
That's Pinklet.
That's Pinklet.
Oh, that's Mark Jackson.
Oh, it's Mark Jackson. I'm on his ass.
Whoa,
told you. Who the fuck is
not
that?
Not Mark Jackson.
See? Marcus
don't know
who
that is. Y'all don't even know who that is.
Marcus,
who
is Marcus?
Who is Albert?
Hassan, are you DP ready?
If Marcus don't know who it is, I don't know who it is.
Don't worry about me.
Hassan,
don't worry about Marcus.
Hassan,
I don't lock in no ghost
cars.
So I don't know who it is. I don't lock in no ghost
cars.
Not
a ghost car. Well, I don't know your car.
Get down, Hassan. Get your funky ass down.
Man, you don't know. Would you lock somebody in? You don't know who the fuck it is?
I mean, listen, you try to get everybody else
exactly.
Locked
in. I don't get you locking no ghost car.
Okay.
I'm driving from here to you.